1. Love to hear what questions you'd like to ask. I can't guarantee to ask them all, but any ideas, always gratefully received. Right now, though, let's welcome a man who's got many questions and indeed many answers for all of us, Mr. John Holmes.
That's a weird introduction, isn't it?
That was a weird introduction. Mm, well, I can't keep talking about cardigans and sitting in a hot seat, can I?
I haven't got a cardigan, so no.
Well, my 9-year-old would have words about that. We've just been talking about the cost of the cinema, though. It is one of those things where, especially once you've got kids, you find yourself going, you can't just pop to the cinema. You've got to have booked it.
Yes.
And it has to be a film that you both want to see. And you've got to get the babysitter. And I sort of think, that's an expensive night out.
It is a very expensive night. You're absolutely right. I heard you talking about it. And I thought exactly the same. And I took to my two children to see Zootopia. Are you aware of that?
No, should I?
Yeah, oh God, yes, very good. So it's a Disney thing, but made by the same people who made Frozen. But
let it go.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But it's kind of an allegory about immigration, but to do with animals and how people get. It's very adult, but for kids, it's very clever. Very clever.
All kids' films now are aimed at adults.
They have
really.
Adult jokes in, but this whole, the whole theme of it is adult, and it's very. And but the kids love it as well because there's moving shapes. But but it costs me. But you factor in. You're absolutely right. Factor in the tickets and then the suite frenzy, yeah. Which is where this is the one place that's allowed. And then that's upwards of like £40 by the time you finish.
I'm sitting there, thinking, what's the cost, the relative cost of the babysitter or taking the kids to the cinema?
Yeah, exactly.
That's the question. What's coming up on your show?
I don't know.
That's always a bad answer.
I'll tell you what they'll be. Lonely Lunch Club, obviously. Another person eating lunch alone gets...
Parvi, my producer, are you planning lunch with anyone in particular? Or do you want to call into John's Lonely Lunch Club on your birthday?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's going
to
call him.
The first thing she said to me as I walked in, she just said, it's my birthday and I'm single. It's the first thing she said to me.
She shouldn't be, I'd like to point out.
No.
She's a fine-looking woman.
Yeah, but maybe she's got a habit that we don't know about.
There is that.
You know.
We're going to be called into HR by about 1 o'clock, you know that.
Absolutely fine, I'm getting on the phone. We're going to be giving away some meat in a game of Dead or Alive. But I've got the interview that you would have killed for. Everyone wanted, and I've got it.
You got the Queen?
Better.
Donald Trump?
Better.
The Prime Minister?
Closer.
Oh, what have you got?
I've got from Beyond the Grave, David Cameron's dead dad, who is going to be talking to us at 2:30 about his offshore investments.
And, we won't be hearing from John Holmes anymore on talk radio, so that's a great shame. On the phone. You really think that's going to happen?
Yep.
Yeah, John Holmes' show will not be back tomorrow, I think we can safely say, after the Ofcom complaints come flooding in about that.
It's perfectly acceptable.
I have to say, this Panama Papers, it looked, when you first saw it, you thought, this is a big story, but, and then, it's mentioning Putin and all these world leaders.
Yes.
But it does seem to be dominating the national news with David Cameron and George Osborne today.
Well, indeed, and that's what's interesting about the whole thing, it's one of those ones like all the other scandals that the MP's expenses and the Leveson inquiry and all that. It's one of those that once they get hold of it, it will just run and run.
Absolutely. Well, we'll hear that run and run, and it's been nice knowing you, John.
Fine.
Thanks very much for joining us here at Talk Radio for these brief few weeks.
It's been a pleasure.
The time now is 12:58. I'll be back with you at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Don't forget Zach Goldsmith joining me in the studio at 11. Coming up after an update from Talk Radio, it's John Holmes.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.
This is a new Volkswagen. And this is a used Volkswagen. New and used. New. Used. Can you tell the difference? No?
That's because our used cars are as good as new. With a range of deposit contributions from £500 to £1,000, 10.9% APR representative and two services included, now is an ideal time to buy a Dustfeld Auto used Volkswagen. Visit your local Volkswagen retailer between the 8th and 18th of April for the As Good As New event. Offers on used Volkswagens aged 3 to 60 months on Solutions Personal Contract Plan at participating retailers. 18s and over. T&Cs and exclusions apply. Subject to status. Volkswagen Financial Services.
Sky Bet. We're making betting less shot in the dark and more in control with Cash Out. Download the Sky Bet app and with Sky Bet Tracker, get bet status and match stats all in one place. So you can cash out before the final whistle. Cash out is better with Sky Bet Tracker. Are you in? Selected markets, T&Cs apply. 18+. Gamblerware.co.uk.
Small businesses. Direct Line guarantee to be any public liability insurance quote for the same cover. Can your insurance do that? New customers only. Qualifying criteria apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
Yeah, good afternoon. It is just going up. No, it's exactly. I'm going to be putting my neck out. It's exactly 1 o'clock. It is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, the fourth junior doctor strike is underway. A steel tycoon says he wants to take over the plant in South Wales. And Janet Jackson has some big news.
Talk Radio.
The Department of Health has called the fourth junior doctor strike in England irresponsible and disproportionate. The 48-hour walkout, which started at 8 a.m, is part of a bitter dispute with the government over a new contract. More than 5,100 procedures and operations have been postponed. Cheryl Battersby is a junior doctor specialising in paediatrics.
If you have the same number of doctors but put more on the weekend, this will take doctors away from the week. So essentially you are stretching a 5-day service over 7, which means on every day of the week you will have less doctors, and this is unsafe.
The man who's interested in buying Tata's UK steel operations says he's serious about going ahead with the deal. The government is attempting to broker a sale which could save thousands of jobs. Sanjeev Gupta from Liberty House says discussions are still in the early stages, but he already knows one thing he wants to happen before agreeing anything.
Our model is based on melting scrap, which requires a lot of energy. We need a competitive energy price. UK is one of the highest energy price environments in the world. That needs to be rectified. It has been rectified partially already, but not enough. Even after the partial rectification, we're still double of what we are in France and Germany.
Rescuers searching for a missing kayaker in Kent have found a body. A 46-year-old man was reported missing last night. A man and woman have been arrested over links to an extreme-left Turkish terror group. Officers are searching homes in North and East London. From today, all dogs in England, Wales and Scotland must be microchipped, or their owners could face a £500 fine. It's hoped the scheme will help reduce stray dogs as well as tackle puppy farming. A Gucci advert's been banned for showing a gaunt model. The Advertising Standards Authority says the fashion brand was irresponsible for using a model who appeared to be unhealthy. WhatsApp has added new measures to the messaging service to make it harder for hackers to get hold of them. They're being encrypted, which means whatever you send will be scrambled as it leaves your phone and can only be decrypted at the other end. And Janet Jackson's hinted she might be pregnant.
Please, if you can try and understand that it's important that I do this now. I have to rest up. Doctor's orders.
Last month, the 49-year-old singer postponed all her UK and European tour dates. She says she and her husband are planning a family, but hasn't confirmed whether she's expecting.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Sunshine in many areas, but there'll be some blustery showers. Northern Scotland will stay cloudy, though, with any rain reluctant to clear, with highs of 12 degrees.
You know the bit, Chloe in the booth, can you play that doctor clip again for me from the news, please? The doctor clip from Victoria's News, the doctor clip. She's looking for it now, she's looking for it.
If you have the same number of doctors, but put more on the weekend, this will take doctors away from the week. So essentially you are stretching a 5-day service over 7,
yeah.
Which means on every day of the week you will have less doctors, and this is unsafe.
Yeah, fewer doctors. And this is unacceptable in grammar terms. And no wonder doctors are struggling if they don't know basic grammar. That's what I say. Which is a prerequisite of doctoring, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, sure, you've undermined the whole argument there. Well done.
Let's just hope she's better at doctoring than the grammar.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, but, you know, fewer. It's 1:03, sport next.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher, good afternoon. Manchester City play the first leg of their Champions League quarter-final against PSG tonight. City welcome back goalkeeper Joe Hart. Yaya Toure is injured.
Yeah.
Tonight's other game is Wolfsburg versus Real Madrid. Rory McIlroy says he's determined not to be left trailing behind Jordan Spieth and golf's world number one Jason Day.
Spieth.
The Northern Irishman's chasing a career grand slam of winning all four majors when he starts his US Masters campaign tomorrow. McIlroy's keen to keep up with his rivals.
Look, I don't want to be left behind. I want to be a part of that conversation, and I'm clinging on at the minute, and you know, a few wins will change that, but Yeah, of course it's motivating. You don't want to see guys, you know, beating you, and you know you want to be the best.
On to Formula One, and Fernando Alonso's back in training as he bids to prove his fitness for the Chinese Grand Prix. The Spaniard was ruled out of the last race in Bahrain on safety grounds after being declared medically unfit following his crash in Melbourne. Finally, there are four race meetings today. They go at Catterick, Kempton, Lingfield and Nottingham. That's your latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thanks very much. 4 minutes past one.
Talk Radio. It's a £34 million jackpot on Lotto this Wednesday. Imagine if Katie Price won it.
Katie TV, all about me.
Anyone can win with Lotto. Please, don't let it be her. Get your ticket today. Play makes it possible. Estimated jackpot. Games, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
It is the John Holmes Show every single day. Full in the face of broadcasting. Paid intern Cornelius. The sooner you're out of the gene pool, the better. Git.
We will never forget.
The Rossathon. Ginger producer Dave is Sophie Amagbokpa. She is a violent thug.
Yeah. Idiots eating paper.
And your voice is annoying. Make the hose a bit longer. Out on the town. Positively fizzing in the pant area.
Thank you.
Robert A. Small.
Bloody don't.
Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one.
Whoa.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am about to get on a journey with
So good afternoon to you then, and welcome. It is Talk Radio on the radio. I am John Holmes, both in and of its afternoons between the hours of 1 and 4. Think of me as the sort of awkward paste in a Julia Hartley Brewer and Sam Delaney sandwich, which, if you were served it in Subway, you would almost certainly complain about it. Plus, of course, no one should ever use the words Julia Hartley Brewer and footlong in the same sentence. Other than when I did then. Anyway, hello, it is afternoons, yes, Talk Radio, yes, of course, and don't forget from today that all Talk Radio presenters and programmes do have to be microchipped. Now, if, for instance, like yesterday, we completely lose the web stream, then don't worry, because it can now be easily traced and returned to its home on the internet because of that microchip. Similarly, if Paul Ross, I don't know, he's out for a... He's out for a walk in the woods, maybe, for some reason, and he just runs off to play in a thicket, for example, on a roundabout in Maidenhead, then he can easily be returned to his own breakfast show. It might also help you to find our podcast, given that it's prone to disappearing for 3 days after it's been made, before anyone round here can be asked to upload it to iTunes. So just what is going to be happening then? Over the next 3 hours of today, well, unlike that Gucci model we heard about in the news there, the advert's been banned, of course, I promise you that this programme is quite the opposite of unhealthily thin. And here's what there is then, kind of laid out in some kind of show menu. Cometh the hour between 1 and 2, cometh the Lonely Lunch Club, as we will play virtual friend and colleague to you as you chew a bap. Are you the sort of person, are you though, think, look at yourself now in the mirror, are you the sort of person who brings in something from home for lunch in Tupperware? Then doubtless you are shunned by your cosmopolitan colleagues who've gone to prep to hate themselves and pretend to enjoy their kale crisps. So if that's the case, whatever the reason you're lunching alone, allow us to accompany you. We'll chat. We'll do both about whatever you like. Get in touch with Lonely Lunch Club. You can do it now. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Or you could phone us if you want, apparently. I had no idea. 0844 499 1000.
What?
I don't know. We'll call you back, apparently. Do it now. Get on the list. There's work experience. punditry. It comes from Ellie. She's back today reviewing this week's hipster nonsense. You'll also have the news in haikus. There's a Jew doing the diversity paper review. Your chance to win some meat in a game of Dead or Alive. The big debate is at three. And we've been out on the streets, of course, to find out what the people think again. Today, do they think letters or giggles? What do you think? It's just like talk radio, isn't it? Where you've got to think about a thing and have an opinion on it. And later, with the controversy over the Panama Papers and the Prime Minister's involvement in it all, we'll be talking to David Cameron's dead dad. He will actually be chatting to us from beyond the grave at around 2:30. Ginger producer Dave is producing.
Ahoy.
Ass prod Cass is assistant producing.
Hello.
Chloe's pushing the faders up and down.
Hey.
Victoria is crazy in love with news.
That's true.
Yes. Paid intern Cornelius is licking carpet. You're licking the car. You're on the floor. You're on the floor. Just lying face down. Licking the carpet on the floor of the studio.
I don't think it's been hoovered yet.
No.
Yeah.
Just say your full name while doing it. Oh. That's where Julia Hartley Brewer squats. I am John Holmes, and this is Talk Radio Afternoons on Talk Radio from Talk Radio via Talk Radio. Right then, it's 10 past. What? It's 10 past 1.
What?
Yes, already.
Do you want to check the time again?
10 past 1.
What?
It's 1:10. It's 10 past 1 on Talk Radio, and now it's time for this. Falls on Talk Radio, as Talk Radio's head of music. I am playing Falls. Falls. Ask me why I'm playing Falls.
Why are you, John Holmes,
hello,
presenter of Talk Radio, playing the song Inhaler by Falls.
Right, I'll tell you. It's because that song, Inhaler by Falls, is called Inhaler. And the reason I'm playing it is because in the news today, and this is our big story, of course, it's the news story that everybody is talking about, is that inhalers, you know, the medical accessory, the inhaler.
Yes.
For which many people need them. Maybe asthma.
I know them well. I had two as a child.
There you go. What did you have?
A blue one and a brown one.
No, I meant the illness.
Oh, asthma, John.
Right, there you go. Yeah. Do you not have asthma anymore?
Apparently not. No.
Interesting. I didn't know it could go away.
Yeah, apparently childhood asthma often disappears.
Okay, well, interesting. But I know people that have it for hay fever as well at this time of year. As we're getting into spring, people are using them a lot. However, the medical profession have spoken out because it's being over-diagnosed. And asthma inhalers, inhalers in general, are being given out willy, not only willy, but also nilly, it seems. It's a study from the Netherlands. Groups of children are diagnosed when it's unlikely that they even need an inhaler, and they've been handed out just like it was sweets. Just hand it out like it's sweets. And the quote I have here for you is that inhalers have now become some kind of fashion accessory.
What?
Some kind. That's the quote from the study. And this is what Professor, forgive me, Andrew Bush and Dr. Louise Fleming of Imperial College London have said that asthma is a serious disease, obviously, but now inhalers are being handed out as nothing more than a fashion accessory. So we ask the question in today's big story, how long before inhalers genuinely become a fashion accessory? That is the question I'm asking you. For you see some strange things on the sites, on the catwalks, don't you? You see all that. I just wonder now how long it is before we see the models just clanking down the catwalk, just head to toe in plastic inhalers. That is inhalers as fashion. There's that Gucci model we heard about in the news. That's in the news today, isn't it? Who's the advert's been banned because she's quite unhealthily thin. But what if you filled her full of the gas from an inhaler, or more than one?
What is it, an inhaler?
To bulk her up. Well, I was now I was going to ask you that because you had one as a child. Nay, two: a red one and a brown one.
Yeah, I did. No, blue and brown.
Beg your pardon. I was thinking of the diversity paper review.
I'm just on patient.info. Inhalers. What are they and what do they do?
But you didn't know that.
I don't know what they do. No, I mean, there's something in them, isn't there? But as a child, you just want to do what you're told, don't you?
Yeah, I suppose so. But I'm thinking, if you put it, if you put the inhaler contents into the Gucci model, bulk her up a bit with admittedly with gas. I'm not saying it's healthy, but I'm just, you know, just playing devil. I'm doing the controversial thing again.
Yeah. Oh, what's that again? I didn't note it down last time.
Right, listen, look, watch and learn. Right, okay. We're on talk radio. Mm-hmm. I have to say it's a slightly controversial thing. Mm. Right, and then reaction. Reaction, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that's what they said. This should just be, you know, it's all radio.
Medicines in an inhaler. That's all this website says. That's my use.
I'm explaining the radio. Sorry. And just have a reaction, right?
Okay.
Right, and just say something that might provoke, such as filling Gucci models with the gas out of an inhaler.
Yeah.
And that could provoke. That's that gets dialogue. It will get you talking.
Yeah.
About thin models full of what's in it.
Medicine. Powdered medicine.
Powdered?
Powder?
In some inhalers.
You're thinking of fire extinguishers, Dave.
Yeah.
You're getting confused between inhalers and fire extinguishers. Right.
Which is
a terrible mistake to make.
Yeah, treating an asthma attack. Just going up
with a
somewhere.
Fire extinguisher.
There are four types of inhalers, John.
One.
What?
What's number one?
Oh, metered dose.
Two.
Dry powder.
Fire extinguisher. Three.
Nebulizer.
Four. Carbon dioxide.
Nasal
inhaler.
Yeah.
I think I saw them at Reading in 92.
Oh, did you? Yeah. They're good.
Excellent, yeah. That was the unmistakable sound of nasal inhaler. BBC Radio 1. Anyway, listen, we need to discuss inhalers as fashion accessories.
Yes, of course.
And as we know, Asprod Cass. Hi, Cass.
Hello.
Assistant producer, whose job it is now is to book as a guest.
So I take it we're going to go down the medical route. You want me to get a doctor, maybe one that's not at work at some point today?
No.
Maybe someone who designs inhalers and how they look.
No.
Because that must be that must be important.
Don't want any of that, do we?
No.
Fashion cast. We said fashion.
Oh, no.
Get me a fashion person.
Get an expert.
Like a consultant.
Yeah, someone who does fashion. Someone fashionable. Someone who does it. Someone knows
so
that
none of you then?
Yeah, this is a bit insulting. Very strong, very funny. Me?
Well,
we don't want to disturb doctors, do we? Because they're busy.
They're busy being on strike.
We want to talk to someone that does fashion, because they're probably just going, oh, purple.
Yeah, exactly.
This year. Yeah. That'll do.
Exactly.
Make some dresses in purple and we'll say that's the fashion.
Good. Said the man in the most shapeless T-shirt I've ever seen. So, yes, Cass, someone from fashion.
Who's an expert?
Don't care.
Okay.
Fashion.
Right.
This is how radio works. We talk about a thing.
It's not really, is it?
We have to book a guest. Right? Just fashion. That'll do.
Right, good.
You've got the length of the adverts.
Oh, super.
Excellent. 18 minutes past one. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
Forget the everyday. Now picture yourself in a used 15-plate Nissan Juke. You look good, don't you? Do you know what looks even better? The price. From just £12,075.
The Nissan April used car event. From the 1st to the 17th of April. Subject to availability. Price correct at 1st of April 2016. Google Nissan Cared For to find your nearest dealer. Deeper understanding leads to greater peace of mind.
Van Buster, now on. Green feather edge boards, just £6 a pack. Excludes VAT at 20%. TradePoint members only. TradePoint!
Should we get takeaway from Just Eat tonight?
Ooh, yeah.
What do you feel like? Chinese, sushi, Indian?
They all look so good. Wait.
I see you, baby! Chicken Madras! Chicken Madras! Chicken Madras! Wow, you drive me crazy!
Just Eat. Tap the app and get that mini fist pump feeling.
Rivalries, rebellions, and battles. War has been waged for the Iron Throne, which you can get with the new season of Game of Thrones from just £20 a month when you join Sky TV with the original bundle. And get a free 32-inch LG TV so you can see every battle and every betrayal. Seize your chance by April 21st. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject to status. Upfront £10 standard setup. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Better news for Wrexham's bypass, the A483. It has reopened following an incident. All the restrictions, junctions 5 through to 7, have been lifted. You're still queuing on Tyne and Wear's A1 in Burtley. This is north towards the scene of earlier problems between the Angel of the North and the Coal House roundabout. Staffordshire southbound M6 as you head towards Birmingham's Heavy. Two lanes are out, 10A to 10 near Wolverhampton because of a vehicle fire. Busy in the centre of Bristol because of a number of sets of roadworks. And through Emsworth in Hampshire, there's delays on the eastbound carriageway towards the Emsworth Junction because of an accident. I'm Joanna Adams.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Wednesday afternoon. Hello, it is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. And yes, before the adverts there, including that one for Chicken Madras, we were talking about the big news that if inhalers are being handed out, especially to children, willy and nilly. So much so that doctors are now describing them as fashion accessories. A lot of reaction coming in on the reaction. Cornelius, any reaction this afternoon?
Yes, the switchboards really have blown up, John.
We haven't got a switchboard.
That's fine.
It's just two phone lines, only one of which works. Carry on.
Mum's Net Mum has said, I could talk until I'm blue in the face about inhalers. And other person has said, sneak vegetables into inhalers, make them trendy among kids, solve childhood obesity.
That's a very good point. If you've got a reaction, do react it in this direction, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or use @talkradio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Right then, we need to talk to an expert because we don't know what the bloody hell we're talking about. That's how we roll. 22 minutes past one, and Cass had a few minutes to find us a fashion expert. Let's find out if she's been successful. Cass, did you find us a fashion expert?
I did.
Who have you found?
I have found Claire Bunton, who is from Image Consultant.
Right, fine. Is she on the telephone now?
She is.
Excellent. Hello, Claire.
Hello, John. How are you?
I'm very well. How the hell are you?
I'm splendid. Thank you very much.
Good. We'll be the judge of that, Claire. what are you? You're a fashion.
I'm an image consultant and style coach.
What does that even mean, Claire?
What does that ever mean? Basically, I help women transform how they look, think and feel.
I see. Do you do the same service for gentlemen?
I do, but most men just sort of want the results, so they just basically ask me to go shopping for them.
Fine,
so that's what I do.
I can see that. Well, listen, the reason we're speaking to you today is I'm sure you're aware that the Imperial College London, there's a Professor Andrew Bush and a Dr. Louise Fleming, who have said that inhalers are being handed out so many of them now to children and others that they are a fashion accessory. And I wonder, when are we going to see medical equipment become fashion, Claire? Is there a trend for that yet?
Not that I've been aware of, but the way that fashion comes and goes, I wouldn't be surprised. But then saying that, actually, we have already seen it, haven't we? With, you know, the kids' dental tracks, and they've had the different colours that they wear. Uh-huh. And also, I think it's seen as a bit of a... status symbol, you know, because if you can afford these tracks, therefore you can, you know, you're obviously wealthy, and the brighter colour they are, the more you're noticed. Yet when I was at school, if someone wore a brace, it was something they wanted to hide.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, it's good that kids are embracing it, though, isn't it? No pun intended. Yeah, but it is, because that means that, you know, things that would have otherwise seen them bullied. Yes. Are now things that are status symbols.
This is very true, and it seems that the weirder the things are, they suddenly become like have a cult following.
Oh, well, the kids will pick up on anything. I mean, let me give you for instance, right? So, you know, kids, that, I mean, you've probably seen them. I mean, you've probably seen them, Cornelius.
Yeah,
you walk past
kids.
The playground now, yeah. Don't you? And you're not allowed within about half a mile of them, are you? But generally, before that happened, we walk past the playground, and there's kids, and they're just swapping MRI scanners, aren't they now?
Yeah, the
kids
are just... all the time, they're playing netball with them.
Yeah, just all showing off with their medical equipment, aren't they? Going, oh, look at me, oh, I've got...
They don't do selfies anymore, they show their X-rays.
This is exactly it. This is the latest thing with the kids. I mean, I'll give you look. This is for instance, right? My daughter, right? She and her friends. My daughter's six, right?
Uh-huh.
And all she wanted, she's been begging me for months about this, right? Was an MRI scanner, right? It's all she's been going on about. and she came and I bought one. You know, because that's what the, you know, it's a thing.
Did
in the
you build an extension for it?
Well, yeah. We keep it in the garden in a hutch, but the. But she came home, and I keep her, she came home and she said, oh, my friend Abigail. Abigail. You know Abigail? Yeah, I do. Well, yeah, she's got a high-field 1.5 Tesla magnetic imager, Dad.
What?
And I was like, oh, come on. Oh. And I said, well, so what? She went, well, you just bought me a low-field short-ball resonance one.
Oh.
And I'm like, well, good. So anyway, so cut a long story short, Claire. So I've got, at the weekend now, I've got to take her to the Builder Scanner Workshop. You know, that they have for the kids, where you get to go in and build
to build the one she wants.
Build your own MRI scan. I mean, it's getting out of hand, Claire, isn't it?
I think it is. But can they be upgraded, though? This is the thing once they're built.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. You can add all the accessories you have to buy. I mean, it's not just the initial MRI scanner, but then the kids want the screen to go with it, don't they? And then they want the extra
and
magnets.
And whether or not it's going to be diamante covered. Well, you know, what colour is it going to be?
Yes, precisely. Yeah.
You know, and colours, as we know, go in and out of fashion. It's like, are we going to do?
And now you walk around Shoreditch. I'm getting so annoyed about this. You walk around Shoreditch, Claire. I don't know. Where do you live, Claire?
I live in Norfolk.
Have you been to Shoreditch?
I have.
Right. Did you see, like, now you've got the hipsters, haven't you?
Yes.
The medical equipment is so fashionable. Just walking around with drips. Mm. Just walking around Hoxton with drips attached to their arms.
Gluten-free drips, though.
Yes.
Oh, you mean the medical drips?
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if you meant their friends.
No, well, both, Claire, to be honest. And they're just walking around with dragging the drips with them, aren't they? Trundling them along.
There's another opportunity, because you could actually get a drip trolley.
Yeah, there, you see, it's just, there's no end to it.
There's no ending. It's no ending.
God, you can't go to a club now, can you, without everyone just going with their dialysis machines.
Mm.
Well, they just hanging.
Go up to one of the drip trolleys and ask it to dance.
Yeah, well, exactly, this is the thing. This is my point. You know, you've been to one. Those dialysis discos you have now.
Oh,
I mean,
they are great.
You just dance to the beep of it removing urine from kidneys. It's just ridiculous. When did this... become fashionable.
Well, taking the piss, doesn't it?
Oh.
And we apologise for that.
Oh, I do apologise.
No, it's fine, but not much. No, we do. But you're absolutely right. This is what a shocking state of affairs it is, isn't it? Hipsters with defibrillators in their beards, which I know is handy. Because if someone has a heart attack in the street and a hipster's walking by, you just clutch at the square shape to pull out the paddles and help people. And that's a good thing. But
and
it's getting out.
It. And really, it's the only excuse for a beard, isn't it?
You know? To hide medical equipment.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh. What about electroencephalographs? When will we see? Are they next season?
No, I think they're going to be spring, summer 18.
Yeah, you're probably right, actually. Yeah. I mean, it's just, Claire, it's out of... I mean, do you get people coming through your doors now asking for all kinds of medical equipment fashion now?
In Norfolk, it hasn't quite happened yet.
It'll come, honestly.
I think it's on its way, and I think after this, I'm going to have to barricade the doors, I think.
I think Norfolk's still on, they're still on gowns that show your bum.
Oh, absolutely.
That's the thing in Norfolk.
Apart from Wednesdays.
Claire, which is handy, because that's today. Claire, listen, thank you so much for helping us out with that.
That's my pleasure.
That's Claire Bunton. She's an image consultant, and there, you've heard it from her, electroencephalographs. They're the next big thing. Got inhalers as fashion now, electroencephalographs by 2018.
Mm.
Right, it's 1:28. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news next.
Talk Radio.
More than 5,000 operations and procedures in England have been postponed as junior doctors strike for a fourth time over a new contract. Only emergency care is being provided during the 48-hour walkout. Pablo is a junior doctor on the picket line at the Whittington Hospital in North London. He's told Talk Radio he hopes the strike will lead to an agreement.
There's always a way out. So if you put your opinion across consistently over time and it's clear you've got enough numbers, which we do, we are thousands of people around the country. If you continue fighting against something, it will get heard.
The UK steel industry could expand rather than disappear. That's according to a businessman who's considering buying plants from Tata. Liberty boss Sanjeev Gupta wants to embrace different techniques, but warns the government needs to address high energy costs. Rescuers searching for a missing kayaker have found a body. A major search was launched along the River Medway in Kent last night. A man's been arrested on suspicion of murder after an elderly woman's body was found in the burnt remains of her home. Cleveland police believe 79-year-old Norma Bell, who was a foster carer, died in Hartlepool over the weekend. A 32-year-old man has been questioned over her death. An advert for Gucci has been banned by the advertising watchdog for using a model who appears unhealthily thin and gaunt. The fashion company insists the model is toned and slim. And Prince Harry has revealed the UK's 2016 Invictus Games team that will compete in Florida next month. He asked athletes earlier if their training regimes are in order before warning them not to peak too early. The weather, sunshine in many areas, but there'll also be some blustery showers. Northern Scotland will stay cloudy, though, with any rain reluctant to clear. Highs of 12 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Thank you very much, Victoria. Very quickly, let's go to some reactions that's coming in for the inhalers as fashion accessories. Big story today. What have you got, Cornelius? What's coming in? What are the reactions? Has anyone reacted?
Concerned in Whitstable has said, well, it's just all part of the culture, John, and it's nothing new. Hospitals have been giving out wristbands for a long time now.
Absolutely. I do keep your reactions coming in. 8-7-2-2.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk radio on Twitter.
No message with any result.
Thanks very much, Victoria. Thanks very much. Thanks very much, Victoria.
That's okay, John.
Thanks very much, Victoria. Cheers. Right, you're listening to Talk Radio. We are we're meeting a Lonely Lunch Club very shortly, by the way. Am I right? What are we doing?
What, in life?
No, now.
Oh, we're going to do a little bit of headline hijack, aren't we?
Oh, fine. You don't want to set up the text thing.
Oh, yeah, but do that after the thing that comes after the news.
Okay, fine. Okay, this is coming after the news.
Every weeknight from 10 p.m., take a far-out trip into the twilight zone of late-night radio with Ian Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Lee. Unmissable late-night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Ian Lee, on air and off the leash.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night, 10 till 1. It's going to be awesome.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
Late Night Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
He is our friend.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right then, headline hijack on the way. Make up a news story, get it into the news at 2 o'clock. We will be talking, by the way, about the Archers very shortly throughout the afternoon. In many ways, you're familiar with the Radio 4 Everyday Story of Farming Folk, you'll know that it's had one of its most controversial storylines. Mm. That's right, in which a lady got stabby on a man, and it's caused some headlines and so on. Many people don't know about the Archers. So this afternoon we're going to help you out, as we like to do often, with Archers Facts. We like to bring you facts. If you've got a fact about the Archers that you'd like to share, you can get that to us on 8-7-2-2.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message any word you like.
Any word you like. Let's give an example. Give me a fact about the Archers. Just one fact about the Archers.
Well, John, I happen to know that the average age of an Archers listener is extinct.
Right, see, there you go, fact about the Archers. I've got one here as well. The Archers, the first gay kiss on the Archers was between three cows. That happened, of course, back in the 1970s. Very controversial, that storyline at the time as well. The first intermachinal kiss on the Archers was between the landlord of the Bull Pub and a tractor. So, to headline hijack. By the way, Archers facts, you can just feed them through us throughout the whole show. The lines are open for the Archers facts. Facts about the Archers to help those who don't know what the Archers is with some facts about the Archers. Now, though, headline hijack. At 2 o'clock, there will be the news. It'll be the main news. It will come, as it ever does, from Victoria's face. But we'd like it to contain a news lie. And the reason we do it is to confuse those who may not be listening at this time because perhaps they're out for lunch. Get back to the office at 2, don't they? Don't hear this bit. Don't hear what we're doing. Get back, hear Victoria's news, and because it's the news, they believe it to be factual. But no, we sneak in a lie, and we'd like it to be yours. The number's the same, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
For your headline hijacks this afternoon. Let's go to some. Why don't we pick up a couple here that have already come in. The Brazilian government have trademarked the term Brazilian. Now, so that can no longer be used in beauty salons.
Oh, no.
And they're having to come up with a new term for the full one, where it all comes off now. And the front runner at the moment, they're letting the public vote on this.
Mm. Waxy McWax face, is it?
It's not Waxy McWax face. it's Vin Diesel.
Good.
Yeah. It goes Vin Diesel is the front runner for what to call that, with it, all of it removed. The Ross Kemp. Matt Lucas, Waxy McWaxface. That's the four front runners for that at the moment. What have you got? Have you got a headline hijack, Dave?
Yes, Dave. Here's one sent in by someone whose name has not. Can anyone scroll down? Sandra sent this one in.
Sandra.
What's funny about that?
Nothing. Where's she from?
Doesn't say.
Okay.
A survey by Talk Radio, John, has found out that almost 93% of people do not want to stop taking part in a survey.
Stop taking part?
Yeah.
At the end of the survey. Just keep going.
Just carry on.
Yeah, exactly.
Some people love a survey.
Ask me another question.
keep going.
Some people like a survey. It's, I don't know who they are, but some people do. Here's one. From Nev. A school in Peterborough has come under fire after it emerged it was bribing its obese students with sweets and chocolate to take part in PE. One parent said their child was given a whole Toblerone just to complete a simple warm-up. What have you got?
Here's another one. Oxford University, John, has said it will give an honorary degree to the first person to climb to the top of the Magdalen Tower, which is the tallest college in the city.
That's
from Lee. Thanks, Lee.
Okay.
Lee's in Winchester, John.
You can keep those coming in, of course, on 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or use at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
Right then. It is time.
Who's lonely?
To find out who's lonely.
Lonely. I'm Mr. Lonely.
Are you having a lonely lunchtime? You all know that this is where we help out someone who is lunching alone. Somebody who has perhaps been shunned by colleagues, rejected by friends, or for whatever reason, are just sitting there crying into their Tupperware that they've put some leftovers from last night in and taken into work to eat in lieu of spending any money down Pret or Eat.
Is it going to be Palvy from Julia's show? Because Julia mentioned that, didn't she?
Right. That's true, actually. Sure. Palvy is Julia Hartley Brewer's producer. It's her birthday today.
Happy birthday, Palvy.
And she has just walked around the whole building telling everyone how single she is to see if anyone would have lunch with her.
Do you know who else is single, John?
Who?
Look to your right.
Cornelius, what's way beyond signal? Signal?
Signal.
Signal.
Or single. Signal.
Digital radio.
What's your, they're the figures. What's your,
I am available.
Is that your status?
My relationship status. Yes.
Available?
Yes,
what's
single.
What's below that? Desperate.
Just sort of, clawing. Clawing for love.
Help me.
Why? I thought, what are we doing?
What? Well, no, this is... We only mentioned it because you know your mum taught you how to French kiss.
No, she didn't.
She did.
Stop saying that.
She did do that.
You managed to go a whole week without saying that.
We all know that your mum taught you how to
she
French
kiss. She didn't. You made that up.
No, because she said, "Mummy, you haven't got a girlfriend." And she said, "Look, Cornelius, the reason why..." And you said, "I don't know how to kiss." And then she said, "I'll show you." And then spent an evening showing you, right?
No, she didn't.
That actually happened. Anyway, so Cornelius and Palvi, we're going to make that... Are we gonna be, is that a thing now?
Yeah, should we see what we can do?
But it's fine. Yeah. Let's meet someone else lonely, though, for now. Because that's the point of Lonely Lunch Club, isn't it? Who's our newest member of the Lonely Lunch Club? Chris is there. Is Chris on the telephone? Hello, Chris.
Hello. How's it going?
Fine, thanks, Chris. How are you?
A little lonely, but I'm okay.
Good. Well, that's the point, you see. That's the point. We try to be your virtual colleague or friend, and as such, can chit-chat about whatever the hell you like. But before we do, Chris, where are you having your lonely lunch?
I'm in London in a big office that I don't really know very well.
I see. Is it a new job then, Chris?
It is, yeah. I'm a freelance office assistant, so this is a new place I've not really spent very much time.
Right. What do they do there?
It's mainly broadcasting.
Interesting.
Yeah. Mm, so interesting. It's nice, but a lot of people I don't know.
Right. That's interesting, isn't it? That might be a rival. Interesting. So let's see if we can find out a little. What are you having for lunch, first of all?
I just had chicken soup.
Chicken soup? Have you made this or have you purchased it?
It's a boiled powder one affair. So I guess I sort of made it, but also made it from powder.
I see, but you did bring it in.
Well, I bought in the powder, yes.
Oh, wait, yes, I see what you mean. Yes, okay.
Yeah. Fine.
Well, look, now we've established, you know, what you're eating for lunch, because that's always important for Lonely Lunch Club.
Yeah, that's
because
good.
We need to know where your tears will land. let's chat about, well, first of all, the workplace. I mean, if you like, you know, I mean, you haven't been there very long. I mean, you must have had some first impressions of people. You know, give me a few names of people who work there. Just looking around.
There's a person who sits next to me called Laura who seems nice.
Laura's nice, yeah.
Yeah, quite chatty. Yeah. There's a chap called Colin who seems all right, but he's got his headphones on a lot.
Yeah. All right, yeah. Well, that's what they say about Colin, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because
deafy Colin.
Yeah, he's unsocial, isn't he? He doesn't like...
No.
He doesn't like company so much. And that. So even if you're having lunch with Colin... You're very much still having lunch on your own.
Yeah, yeah.
And they say that about Colin, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah. And Laura doesn't...
I'm not sure. When he's got headphones on, I don't even think he's listening to anything. I think it's just a mechanism.
You're right, Chris. And that's what... I was talking to Laura about this in the office, and she said exactly what you're saying, actually.
She said she can see the wire poking out the bottom of his shirt, just not plugged into anything.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think that's a wire. I think that's just Colin. It's just a bit of Colin.
Yeah, he is a robot, of course.
Yeah. Yeah. What? So look, we can. That's office banter. Obviously, we've done that. Mm-hmm. Now. What else would you like to just bear in mind? We are your virtual colleague. What would you like to chat about?
I quite fancy a generic weather chat.
That's good. That's strong.
Oh, that's
very good.
All right. Do you want to start?
Well, I can't believe it. Like you think it's going to be sunny, and then it's just really cold, isn't it?
Actually, that's a strong opening gambit for the weather chat, isn't it?
Sure.
Strong gambit. All right, let's come back. Let's role play this out. So we've just sort of met at the kettle, you know, and you've just walked up and said that while I'm, you know, making a coffee, and I'm, you know, slightly disgruntled about it because I just want to make a quick coffee, but I'm going to be polite and I'm going to chit chat. So here we go. Oh, you know what, Chris? You're absolutely. Is it Chris? Is it Chris?
It is.
I've seen you around the office. You're new, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. No, I've seen you on the... You sit next to Colin.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, weird Colin.
Yeah, weird Colin with the thing poking out of his trousers.
We call him headphones.
Yeah, headphones Colin.
Yeah.
No, he's... but you know what, Chris? You're right. Because I was walking... I can't dress correctly for this kind of weather because I'm unsure about it, Chris.
Oh, do you wear a coat? Do you wear a Macintosh? Do you bring an umbrella? What are you meant to do?
I don't know. It's so confusing. It looks bright, doesn't it, occasionally? And then it clouds over, and the temperature really drops, Colin, and... Not Colin, Chris. And then you're right, and then you go... Oh, I've got too many... You know what the answer is? It's layers.
Yeah.
Chris, it's layers, isn't it? You know?
Yeah, it's custom layers, isn't it? Mm. Different layers for different occasions.
Yeah, I like your shirt, by the way. Where'd you get that?
Oh, my mum knitted it.
You're good. Talented mum, actually.
It'd explain why I'm so warm, actually, if I'm wearing a knitted shirt, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you're a... You're actually an idiot, Chris. Laura was saying that. She I mean, you know Headphones Colin.
Yeah,
I was talking
to
Headphones Colin. And he went, oh, there's knitted shirt Chris. That's what he said in the office.
Knitted shirt.
Yeah, all he does is talk about the bloody weather. And the reason is, he's so hot, he's wearing a knitted shirt. He's an idiot. Have you seen that soup he brings in, like powder?
Oh, yeah.
It's nonsense.
And he just eats it raw.
Yeah, he just...
so weird.
Spoons powdered chicken soup into his face. He's got it all down his...
I'll tell you who he'd get on with.
Who?
Headphones Colin.
Yeah.
Both weirdos.
Both weirdos, aren't they?
Yeah.
Headphones Colin doesn't like him.
Really?
No, that's why he keeps his headphones on next to him. He's told me that.
Right,
we've done weather. Anything else, Chris, that you would like to finish off the banter about?
Just love the weather.
More weather, is it? God, he goes on really.
Yeah, the thing is, because I came out wearing flip-flops today, didn't I?
Yeah. It's about time you came out as well, so that's good.
Because I have been ill recently, so not at work.
What?
Don't worry.
Okay, good. Listen, Chris, great banter, great office banter. Thanks very much for that. Today's Lonely Lunch Club member, who is now in the Lonely Lunch Club, inducted into it, was Chris, who works for someone broadcasty with Weird Colin and Laura. If you'd like to be in the Lonely Lunch Club, 87222, we will talk about whatever you like.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at talk radio.
Start your message with any words that you fancy
doing. Some more headline hijacks for you if you still want to get them in to get into the news at 2 o'clock. The lines are still open. You know the number. I'm not reading it out again. You're not an idiot. You don't need me to keep repeating it. After this, more headline hijacks. Lines are open. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Welcome to the Startup Fair. Are you an exhibitor?
Yeah, Rachel Dunn, Twinkle Cupcakes.
Right, got your schedule and coffee token?
Yep.
Oh, and your public liability insurance?
No.
We need it for all stallholders. Contact Direct Line. Their annual public liability policy covers you at trade fairs and they'll email right away to confirm you're covered.
So I could still set it up today?
Sure.
With an extra coffee token?
Nice try. Next, please.
Instant proof and confirmation of cover. Can your public liability insurance do that? Search Direct Line Public Liability Insurance. Valid email address required, underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Sky Bet. We're making betting less about the rookies, more about the masters. We're paying not 5, 6, or 7, but 8 places at the Masters before they tee off. For new and existing customers, we're paying 8 places each way. Sky Bet. It's betting better. 18 plus, gambleaware.co.uk. Selected markets and eligibility restrictions. T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Now at TradePoint, we've got new lower prices on toilets, basins and taps from top trade brands including Ideal Standard, Cook & Lewis and Plumshaw. Stocked in volume, in store. With our great range of bathrooms, we've got the full package to save you time and money. So, why go anywhere else? Visit your local store today to talk to us about your next quote. Trade on.
Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
North Yorkshire's A19 in Esquick is currently closed both ways because of an accident, causing you problems if you're trying to get between York and Selby. There's queues on the M6 in Staffordshire. A vehicle's caught fire between junctions 10A and 10 near Wolverhampton. One lane still out there for recovery. Delays back to 11A at the M6 toll. Traffic in the centre of Bristol very busy. There was an accident on the outbound side of St Augustine's Parade. That's gone, but there's a number of sets of roadworks in the centre of the city. And Hampshire's eastbound A27 in Emsworth, queuing towards the scene of earlier problems at the Emsworth Junction. I'm Joanna Adams.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motormouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio, as that man's voice just said then. Your reactions, a lot of reactions coming in this afternoon. Let's go to Cornelius. He's got reactions.
Yes, Unreasonable says, round them up and shoot the lot of them. And a man on fire has said that he's absolutely fuming.
All right, I've got one here that just says, stop. Actually, that might be a telegram. And John, can you, to be fair, can you tell me where the trade go? Yes, I could. it's Selco.
I thought it was Chicken Madras.
No, that's the other one.
Oh.
And this other one just says, no, 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 no. No more of this. And that's one that was sent to Paul Ross this morning. It's 10 minutes to 2 o'clock. In the 2 o'clock news, of course, there will be the headline hijack. However, as we mentioned earlier very briefly, the everyday tale of farming folk. So, Archers, The Archers, Radio 4's long-running soap opera set in the village of Ambridge. It is, I think I'm rightly saying, the longest-running soap opera in the world.
Let's check, shall we, on our facts?
It might not be. I haven't checked that one, but we bring you...
Hang on, wait, I've got a fact here. The Archers is the longest-running thing ever.
Wow.
There you go.
Yeah.
So The Archers, the longest running thing ever. But it's Archers facts we're concerned with now, because it's in the news, of course, because there's been a controversial storyline. I know. In The Archers. And it's got people talking. It's got Radio 4. It's got Radio 4 listeners talking.
It's got, yeah, three people talking.
Three people
Archers
talking.
Archers listeners.
And the... Well, it's been there's been a series of controversial storylines about in the Archers over the years, and this one is particularly because a lady got stabby on a man. And for the Archers, who mainly just have storylines about milking cows and whether or not the village fate is working properly.
Yep.
It's quite a departure.
Well, yeah.
You'd think, although, you know, it has its controversial storylines, as I mentioned earlier, because we are looking for Archers facts. A lot of people don't know about the Archers, so Archers facts, just to help you through. As I mentioned earlier, controversial, the first gay kiss on the Archers was in the 1970s. It was between three cows, and it caused a great deal of hand-wringing from the Radio 4 listeners at the time. The first intermachinal kiss on the Archers was between the landlord of the Bull Pub and a tractor. And then we had to wait for the late 80s for that to become acceptable. What else have you got there?
Oh, well, I didn't know this, but apparently it's thought that the Archers is still going today, as the Director General of the BBC was once warned by an ex-prisoner about the dangers of dropping the soap.
Yeah, so if you've got an Archers fact, do send it in, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
You can use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
Dave, have you got an Archers fact for us?
Yeah.
Who sent it in?
Do you know what? It's quite a simple one, actually. This is from Bethany.
Yeah, hi, Bethany.
And I think I've heard this, but you're always you're always baffled by the science. Because it says radio soap, isn't it?
Yes.
So the whole point is that, you know, they can play around with sound a lot.
Of course.
Yeah, but
it's the magic of radio.
I think I'd heard this, but now you say it rings a bell, but The Archers is all voiced by one actor.
That's true.
Yeah.
No, I've been to a recording.
Yeah.
It's one, but you could use so many voices.
Yeah. It's really good, isn't it?
Yeah, it can do the ladies,
yeah.
Men.
And does he do all
animals?
Is it a man? Is it a man or a woman?
This is the funny thing, it's a transgender. So it can do both. And it's also able to do the voices of the machines as well. Because, you know, in The Archers, they do anthropomorphic machines.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say.
The thresher. The tractors all have voices. It's like Thomas the Tank Engine.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard The Archers? All the tractors.
What about the sound effects? Just the Atmos.
It's that bloke from Police Academy.
Oh, yeah.
Who died, didn't he, I think? Michael Winslow.
They've got enough on tape. That is
good.
Yeah.
Michael Winslow. Is that his name?
I think it is. I don't know.
Cornelius doesn't know. You just mentioned a thing that happened in the last...
ever.
Stephen Sullivan's been on. The Archers is actually real, and the people in it don't know they're being secretly recorded. It's actually a documentary. It's an everyday documentary of farming folk. What else have we got here? This says I'm sending this text to say how much I'm enjoying your show, Kate in Kingston. That's obviously not for this show, so we've just got someone's.
Who's that for then?
I think there. Julie Hartley, although that seems unlikely. This is interesting because we were talking about Cornelius being taught to kiss by his mum. By the way, this isn't an Archer's fact, but it's a text that's just come
not
in.
True.
It's from Shuffle. It just says, "Do Talk Radio have a street team?" Yeah, now there's a story attached to that. Who wants to tell it?
Oh, should we make Cornelius tell it?
No.
I think Cornelius should tell it.
I used to be a member of the street team at our old place of work.
Well,
so that's
member and street team are the only two relevant words in that.
So the old radio station we used to work at had a Christmas party, didn't it, John?
Yes, it did.
And the old radio station we used to work at was part of a big group of radio stations.
That's right, it was.
Amongst others were a number of varying radio stations, some of whom have these things called street teams.
It's where they send people out on the streets to give out leaflets or something. Yeah. I don't know what they do.
Yes, and the street team is headed up by a lady called Sean.
Yes.
And... Cornelius has just doubled over because we've used her real name.
Yes, unlike last time I mentioned.
For the first time.
Yeah, Street Team Sean, we call it.
Because I momentarily forgot.
That we weren't going to do that?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. When this goes out on the radio...
We'll edit that out. I'll bleep over the word Sean.
Edit it out.
Stop so, it!
Instead of me saying Sean, it'll just be like, bleep!
Yeah, yeah.
So the street team is headed up.
But I suggest you shan't do it anymore. Shan't do it anymore.
Yeah, no, Sean, don't worry.
Shan't do it.
So the street team is headed up by a lady called Bleep and
Sean.
Oh yeah, sorry. Yeah, I forgot to bleep you all bit there.
Yeah.
I'll do that in the edit as well though, before it goes out on the radio. I mean Cornelius got off with her.
That's it. That's the story. That's basically it. That's basically it, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it's the first time we've seen Cornelius talk to a girl.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
100% hit rate.
Anyway, if you've got an Archer's fact and you'd like to send it in, you can send it in on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
Right, at 1:55, that means it is minutes, if I'm being honest, away from the news at 2 o'clock. And, of course, this music heralds the coming of the headline hijack. If you've made up a news story, you could still do it. I suppose you get it here, I suppose you want to. But if you have made up a news story, then it could quite possibly be you who's got your made-up news story into the news at 2 o'clock, and it's there simply to confuse those who have been out of the office for lunch. They're getting back at 2 o'clock, sitting back at their desk, flicking on the radio, and then hearing the news come out of Victoria's well-trained journalistic face.
For transparency, I should say it is too late for today's one, because I've picked a winner.
Oh,
but
fine.
In fact, if you do send them in, of course, they're not topical, so... We might.
It can be you tomorrow.
We'll put them into the hat for tomorrow.
You can send them in whenever you like. It's not time specific.
No,
it's not time crucial.
Yeah.
It comes out of the mouth of Victoria, of course. In the order to fool those people who aren't listening to this bit of the show, but because it comes out of Victoria, you believe it because she's, you know, the only professional on the team. So just ahead of the winner, let's just should we rattle through a couple more? Why don't we? This is from who's this from? Ian. Brandon Flowers. You know Brandon Flowers? Off of The Killers.
Yeah.
Is the new face of Interflora.
That's clever.
Yeah. Anyone else? Go on. Go on.
Sam has said Prime Minister David Cameron has come under criticism for his speech in which he denied having trust in offshore tax havens, as a number of commentators on Twitter have accused him of miming the statement. Mm. Clips on the internet show that he somehow managed to carry on talking when he sneezed mid-speech.
I saw that speech, and
he's lip-syncing, isn't he?
I think it was auto-truthed. I think what's happened is, you know how...
Auto-truthed.
It's auto-truthed. It's not him, it's not real.
It's like a live auto-truthing.
Yeah,
they run the track in the background, don't they?
Exactly. So what he was saying, you heard what he was saying, but it's not what he actually said because they auto-truthed him. So
very clever.
That's what's happened. Right, we need a winner. Oh, you've picked one. Who is it?
I've picked one.
Who's
John,
the winner? Who's getting their story
from the county of Somerset? It's Richard today.
Richard. Hello. Good afternoon, Richard. Congratulations. Your made-up news story will be in the news next. You're listening to Talk Radio. Still to come, of course, the big debate at 3 o'clock. There will be a game of Dead or Alive, your chance to win some meat. At around 2.30, we will have the interview everyone wanted because we've got the ghost of David Cameron's dead dad on the telephone to talk about the Panama Papers. All of that coming on the programme, the Diversity Pay-Per-View. Ellie will be here with absolute hipster nonsense, which, and I despise it, but still it keeps happening. All of that still to come before 4. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
This is a new Volkswagen. And this is a used Volkswagen. New. And used. New. Used. Can you tell the difference? No? That's because our used cars are as good as new. With a range of deposit contributions from £500 to £1,000, 10.9% APR representative and two services included, now is an ideal time to buy a Dustfeld Auto used Volkswagen. Visit your local Volkswagen retailer between the 8th and 18th of April for the As Good As New event. Offers on used Volkswagens aged 3 to 60 months on Solutions Personal Contract Plan at participating retailers. 18s and over. T&Cs and exclusions apply. Subject to status. Volkswagen Financial Services.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
Get a real deal from Selco Builders Warehouse on a wide range of trades quality building products. In April, get a real deal on a 25 kilogram bag of rugby cement for only £2.99, excluding VAT. Now, that's a real deal. See even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade go.
People of these fair isles, listen up. From this day forward, you don't need cash. Not for your morning cuppa or takeaway supper. Not for that lunchtime bap or new baseball cap. It's time to break free. To stand up and say, yes, I am cash free and I am proud.
8 chocolate eclairs, £8.80, please, love.
Oh, right, sorry.
Discover an easier way to pay with Visa Contactless. Simply touch and pay for anything up to £30 at over 400,000 places across the UK.
Visa Contactless. It's the only change you need.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, 2 o'clock, it is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes, here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, thousands of junior doctors are on strike. Efforts are underway to save thousands of UK steel jobs. And Prince Harry's unveiled the UK team for the Invictus Games.
Talk Radio.
Thousands of patients are facing disruption as junior doctors stage their latest strike across England. They're walking out for 48 hours because of their row with the government over planned new contracts. Emergency cover is being provided. Grace James has had her operation cancelled 3 times, but says she supports the doctors.
Emphatically so, because they do a brilliant job and the contracts they have doesn't help the public as much as it ought to. And they really ought to pay them their worth.
The Department of Health has labelled the action irresponsible and disproportionate. The Business Secretary, Sajid Javid, has held talks in Mumbai over the UK steel crisis. He flew to India to speak to the chairman of Tata, which is selling its loss-making UK business, putting thousands of jobs at risk. The Chancellor, George Osborne, says he understands it's a difficult time for many families.
The government's doing everything it can to help that business in South Wales and indeed steel mills across the country. That's why Sajid Javid, the business secretary, has gone to India to talk to the management of Tata to make sure there's a long-term future for this vital industry.
A man's been arrested on suspicion of murdering a 79-year-old woman who was found in the burnt remains of her home. Police think Norma Bell was killed in her house in Hartlepool at the weekend before a fire started. Her handbag and a large amount of cash had been stolen. The advertising watchdog has banned an advert for Gucci because it features a model who looks unhealthily thin and gaunt. The ASA has called the fashion ad irresponsible and says it must not run again. WhatsApp is now adding encryption to all messages to make it harder for hackers to get hold of them. It means whatever you send will be scrambled as it leaves your phone and can only be decrypted at the other end. The app has 1 billion users worldwide. Mike Harris is from the campaign group Don't Spy on Us.
What it does stop is these mass trawling expeditions that we've seen Western intelligence agencies and obviously authoritarian regimes use in order to get ideas and habits of millions and millions and millions of entirely innocent and ordinary people.
and the UK team for this year's Invictus Games has been unveiled. 110 members and former members of the armed forces will fly to Florida next month to compete in 10 different sports. Andrew Bracey has told Talk Radio wheelchair racing saved him from despair after his injuries.
I hated life and hated myself, and then basically I started wheelchair basketball and then got into racing, and it's completely changed my life. It's the determination to keep going and the motivation and the will to push myself.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Sunshine in many areas, but there'll also be blustery showers. Northern Scotland will stay cloudier though, with any rain reluctant to clear, highs of 12 degrees.
Reluctant. Thanks, Victoria. It's 3 minutes past two. We've got sport. Sport. We're going to be in sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. There's a big night of Champions League football coming up, with Manchester City away to PSG in their quarter-final first leg. Goalkeeper Joe Hart could make his return for City, but midfielder Yaya Touré is out. Former City striker Paul Dickov told TalkSport he won't be missed too much.
You know, I think Yaya Touré is a wonderful player, but defensively, it does leave City a little bit exposed at times. And I'm missing tonight for the away game, with Fernandinho sitting in there. It makes him a little bit more solid in there, especially with Vincent Kompany out.
On to Formula One, Fernando Alonso's back in training as he bids to prove his fitness for the Chinese Grand Prix. The Spaniard was ruled out of the last race in Bahrain on safety grounds after being declared medically unfit following his crash in Melbourne. Finally, England cricket captain Charlotte Edwards will play for the Hampshire-based Southern Vipers in the first ever Women's Super League this season. The competition will initially be a T20 event in the summer. That's your latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
Thanks very much, TalkSport.
And finally, the London Eye is out of action today for the first time in 13 years. It'll be closed whilst the wheel is being replaced by its spare.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio, it revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. John Holmes. On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
Right then, it is 5 minutes past 2 o'clock. It is Talk Radio. It is a Wednesday afternoon. Welcome. I am the owner-operator of 1 till 4 o'clock, John Holmes. And don't forget, if you'd like to get in touch this afternoon, we are on Twitter, we are on Facebook, we're on Buzzgram, we're on Instamash, Tuk-Tuk, Flotsam and Jetsam, and you can find us on Friends Reunited and Ashley Madison. And if you rate us on Bitburger this afternoon, then you'll know that we've been giving away a microchip for your dog on the programme. We have a box of microchips. They're McCain microchips, obviously, which are those little microwavable fries that you can buy. And we're giving them away to your dog. I found a box of them in the kitchen that we share with TalkSport, and I think they're Alan Brazil's. Soaks it up. But this afternoon, you can have them for your dog. One chip per dog. Please keep them on the lead while listening to the show, and always pick up after Alan Brazil if he fouls the office. It's the dog microchip giveaway this afternoon on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Right then, as a regular listener, you will know. You will know that we are road testing, still road testing, work experience pundits. Now, these are people who review things, who don't do it professionally yet, but they are very much the future. We do music, we do, what else we do? We do TV.
Films.
Films we'll be doing. We do tech stuff, tech, like geeky, yeah. Nonsense.
Yeah, geeky nonsense.
But on Wednesday, it's my least favourite one, because it's... it's Ellie. Hello, Ellie.
Hello.
Hi, Ellie. Remind everyone where you're from.
I'm from King's College London.
Correct, just like all the others. I'm not saying that we're lazy, but we are. And work experience punditry. So very much, Ellie, I mean, you've seen them, the pundits, haven't you, on the television? Yep. You've seen them. Name one.
Couldn't name one.
Say Mark Kermode.
Mark Kermode.
Yes, him. He turns up, doesn't he? He turns up, and Robbie Collin, he's one, isn't he? A pundit.
Andrew Collins. Barry Norman.
Barry, is he one of them? A pundit, really, is he? Barry Norman.
Yeah, he does films, doesn't he?
He's Pickled Onions.
Oh, no,
that's
does.
Paul Newman. No.
Paul Newman does. Well, no, Barry Norman does Pickled Onions. Paul Newman does...
Salad dressing.
Salad dressing,
there you
correct.
Go. So, glad we've established that. So, you are the future of condiments.
If you had to endorse a condiment, what would it be?
Brown sauce.
Okay.
And a bacon butty.
Sure.
Strong choice.
Thank you.
Anyway, Ellie joins us to work experience review. We only got them because it means we don't have to pay them. hipster.
Hipster news.
Rubbish.
Yeah.
As I call it. Yeah. So hip, it's just what's trending, isn't it, Ellie? Is that what it is?
Yeah, trendy things for trendy people.
Trendy things for trendy bloody people. so what have we got? What's happened this week? What have you got?
Well, you seem to enjoy the serial killer cafe shop so much last week that I've come back with another shop idea for
you. Well,
you
say enjoy it. I mean, I didn't... Remind us that they'd set up a shop selling...
So they sold cereal-based things. So you get, like, bath milk or a silver-plated Cheerio necklace that costs £70.
That's right, yeah.
Yes. So this week I'm back with something even more innovative, which is called Ether.
What?
Ether. That's how you... So it's A-E-T-H-A-E-R. Ether.
A-E-T-H-A-E-R. That's not the word. Ether.
Ether. Okay. I can tell you where it comes from.
Go on.
It comes from the ancient Greek word for pure fresh air.
I'm going to hate this.
So this
Are you going to tell me someone's selling air?
Yeah, so a British man is selling jars of air from the British countryside to people living in China for £80 a jar. He even offers a range of air, so you can have air from Wales or air from Dorset, air from Yorkshire. So you get different little different experience with it. And he's selling it to China. Do you love it? I've got a little description.
I've lost the will to live now.
I've got a little description from their website.
Yeah.
And I want to challenge you... to let me read the whole thing without interrupting. Are you ready?
It's very difficult, isn't it? Can I make noises?
I thought that would be a fail. You need to just appreciate what they're doing here.
Go ahead.
So ether comes from the ancient Greek word for pure fresh air. According to legend, ether was only accessible to the gods, who inhaled it as a healthier and superior alternative to air from mortal humans. Ether is filtered organically by nature as it flows between the leaves of the woodland trees, absorbs pristine water as it passes over babbling brooks and forest streams, and is lovingly caressed as it rolls over between mineral-rich rock formations, after which it is blown up over vistas of untouched beauty to where the ether is collected and bottled. Am I fired?
Just breathing heavily. Just try and relax. That is the most...
Do you need some air?
Oh! God! £80 for a jar of air.
Yeah, they're really small jars as well.
How big are the jars?
Probably, I'd say less than 500 milliliter size of air.
What if one were to fart in a jar?
This is from their special methane collection.
We've all done it. Right? And then just ship that.
To China.
I mean, how much, you know... I mean, bear in mind this is hipster nonsense, right? So if I just came up with some spurious load of words like you just did, right, about what if hair is, right, and just did that, but it became... hip, then you could just... I could just basically sell...
Yeah.
Anybody's...
Well, I mean, I think... The kind of appeal in this is that the air is fresher than the air in China, and I don't really know if that would do that.
Yeah.
So I don't think so. But are you going to invest? I mean, London, like central London's quite polluted. You get some jars for here, maybe like...
This is the most ridiculous, hateful thing I've ever heard. This is just a man opening a lid and just... Right, okay, you wait there, Ellie, okay. If you'll be so kind, because we're bringing you some breaking news. Breaking news, Talk Radio, 11 minutes past two. Victoria's back in the studio with some breaking news.
Talk Radio.
Thanks, John. So in the last couple of minutes, the jury into the inquest into the deaths of 96 Liverpool fans in the 1989 Hillsborough disaster has retired to consider its verdicts in Warrington. Now, there's 7 women and 3 men of the jury, and they must consider 14 questions which have been set out by the coroner in a 33-page questionnaire inquiring into the deaths of those fans in the disaster. The questions include deciding if match commander David Duckenfield's responsible for the unlawful killing of the fans by gross negligence and manslaughter. So I'll bring you more on this in my headlines at 2:30.
Thanks very much, Victoria. 12 minutes past two. We'll be back with Ellie after this.
Yeah.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
The doctor will see you now. Or no, he or she won't. Just what the doctor ordered, not. They are out on strike once again, junior doctors, that is, as the crisis in the NHS deepens and we are live on the picket lines tomorrow and we want to hear from you on Talk Radio. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Good morning, madam.
Tomorrow morning from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
This spring, you'll find inspiring choices at DFS. Everything from armchairs to loungers, two-seaters, sofa beds, high backs, pillow backs, recliners, chaise longues, and corner sofas with built-in storage in sky blue, grey, ruby, teal perhaps. If you're quick, all new season spring collection sofas are half price, available with 4 years interest-free credit. And because they're all handmade to order in your choice of style and colour, you're sure to find the perfect one. Savings on selected sofas end soon. DFS, not percent EPR representative.
Your perfect hotel stay shouldn't involve paying for little extras. Unlike some hotels, at Hampton by Hilton, your satisfying breakfast, Wi-Fi, and even a great night's sleep on our crisp white linens are all included. And when you book directly at Hampton.com, you'll also enjoy our best price guarantee. Booking somewhere else? Maybe check your bill for nasty surprises. Hampton by Hilton. Refreshingly different. Visit Hampton.com for terms and conditions.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
Get a real deal from Selco Builders Warehouse on a wide range of trade quality building products. In April, get a real deal on a 7.5-litre tub of Crown Trade White or Magnolia Vinyl Matte Emulsion for only £11.99 excluding VAT. Now that's a real deal. See even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at SelcoBW.com.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade go.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The coastbound M20 in Kent is busy. Vehicles caught fire between 5 at Aylesford and 6 at Chatham. One lane's closed. Somerset's northbound in 5, Keane passed an accident just before junction 25 at Taunton. Still very busy in the centre of Bristol. There was an accident on the outbound side of St Augustine's Parade. It's been recovered, but there's a number of sets of roadworks near the Hippodrome. Staffordshire southbound in 6, queuing 11A for the M6 toll to 10 at Wolverhampton after earlier problems there. And North Yorkshire's A19 through Eskwick is still closed both ways because of an accident affecting traffic between York and Selby. I'm Joanna Adams.
This is a new Volkswagen. And this is a used Volkswagen. New and used. New. Used. Can you tell the difference? No? That's because our used cars are as good as new. With a range of deposit contributions from £500 to £1,000, 10.9% APR representative and two services included, now is an ideal time to buy a Dustfeld Auto used Volkswagen. Visit your local Volkswagen retailer between the 8th and 18th of April for the As Good As New event. Offers on used Volkswagens aged 3 to 60 months on Solutions Personal Contract Plan at participating retailers, 18s and over. T&Cs and exclusions apply, subject to status. Volkswagen Financial Services.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes. On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
It's 16 minutes past 2 o'clock. I am John Holmes. Let's very quickly go for some more of your reactions before we get back to Ellie with the hipster nonsense. Some reactions this afternoon that are coming in. Reactions.
Yes, John says, free at the point of service, and someone's just set it in, the tax man.
Right, if you've got a reaction, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you want.
Right then, just for the breaking news there, with Victoria, you will have heard Ellie trying to sell me the idea that... this is the hipster nonsense work experience pundit review, by the way. So tried to sell me the idea that fresh air in jars is perfectly reasonable to be exported to China, whereas I, frankly, would rather expel wind into a cup... and throw it at you, Ellie, then listen to any more of that rubbish.
So you're over the air story. No more.
Look, it's getting worse. I swear you're making these things up now.
This is all real. For Chinese New Year, he offered a package deal where you could get 25 jars for £888.
But what do people do with them? They just open them up and just go, oh, look, hipster air in the China.
Just breathe.
I bet he doesn't even take the air from there. I bet he just takes jars over there and then seals them. I mean, allegedly. I mean, that's definitely not true. But I reckon it is.
Fine, what else have you got?
So next up,
see anything could be more hateful than...
Well, one big thing I think I've neglected is the dating world. I feel like we haven't had enough hipster dating.
Oh, this might help you, Cornelius.
I don't know whether you know this,
Ellie, but Cornelius was taught how to French kiss by his own mother.
That's not true.
Yeah, and she—you
made that up.
She a good teacher?
She just put some slobber in a jar.
gave it to you for 80 quid.
Yeah, and she said, just lick the rim of this jar.
Stop it.
And that's what it's like. £80, please, Cornelius. So, yeah, but anyway, so this might help him, the hipster dating.
Yeah, so this is called Shush Dating. It's from Drink Shop Do, which you might remember did the toast building competition.
Oh, God. What was that? Remind me what that was.
So it was a competition to build the best structure out of pieces of toast.
Yes. Yeah, so they've come up with another winner.
Yeah, so it's a dating night with a difference. At their events, you can expect warm-up games to make sure you feel comfortable before they put you with a partner
and then make you play
silent flirting games.
Silent flirting? How
so
does that
have
work?
2 minutes of eye contact, but with no words. That'll be the first time you meet them.
Can you touch?
I think it's just silent and just you just stare at each other, just gaze into each other's eyes.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Well, tonight... There is one tonight for anyone who's feeling a bit lonely out there, who fancies going and meeting someone new.
Looking at you, Cornelius. The problem is, though, if you've got to stare into someone's eyes, right, the problem is that Cornelius' eyes...
Stop it!
Well, no, this is true, though, isn't it? No, but, okay, all right, let's try it now. Ellie, stare into Cornelius' eyes.
This is not part of Ellie's remit, mate.
No, just as... She brought this to the table, not me, with her stupid hipster rubbish. Stare into Cornelius' one good eye... Right, for as long as you can, and just let's see if anything electric happens.
I don't think this makes great radio, John. I'm going to be
honest
with you.
Well, have you ever heard the show? Well, no one has, because the web stream's down again. But
blah, blah, let's just swear.
If you're not into that.
Believe me, I've been doing that this afternoon.
There's actually an additional special one, which I'm sure you're very excited to hear about.
Don't say the phrase additional part,
Nick. It's called phanology, right?
What?
Which is where you're given ornate fans.
Careful. Oh, right. Yeah, good.
And then you have to wave them appealingly at each other.
This was a vajazzle conversation.
Not quite.
Okay. Ornate fans.
Yeah, and you've got to kind of waggle them across the room at each other. And then you've also got to bring sort of tokens of your affection and give them to your partner. So I just want to know, what would be your token of affection?
It would be one of my own farts in a jar. But I think you'd have to decide you'd have to work out what meal to eat in advance of that, wouldn't you?
So you could give a different... Just like they take air from different parts of the country, you would take...
Yes, I would take... Yeah, well, look, okay, so if you think about human nature, right?
Right.
Just imagine us back down to the base animal, Ellie. You don't have to imagine, just look at producer Dave for this. Right.
Why am I getting flexible?
Right. Just look at that as a base animal. Now imagine, because you know what happens when two dogs meet each other?
They sniff each other's bums.
Exactly. Right. And Dave, right, is like that, but with students in Cardiff.
Oh, come on.
But what I'm saying is, as a base level method of attraction, right, that works. On an animal level, doesn't it? So I think it's probably only social nicety that stops us as human beings, present company Dave not included, going round sniffing each other's bottoms to see if we find that attractive or not. I've got no scientific evidence to back this up, but this is now just a theory. But that's a thing, isn't it? If it works in the animal kingdom, I think it's only social niceties that stop us. So I think if you went on a date, what I'm saying is, and it farted into a jar and gave that as a token of affection... And they maybe that would be the beginning of a...
There is a theory that apparently you find the person you should be attracted to, like their natural odour, you'll find it attractive, because the idea is you've got different, like your immune systems are different, and therefore you think they'll make a good partner. So maybe that's the way. Maybe you've cracked it.
See?
Modern dating.
People say I talk rubbish, but I don't.
Nah, you do.
But I might be onto something.
But it's also probably the reason Cornelius is still single, because he smells terrible.
Go along this evening. Stare into someone's eyes. Wave a fan at them.
Which eye would you use out of your...
My eyes.
Well, look, right, let me just, for those that don't know, okay, let me just describe Cornelius' face, right?
Hey, by the way, the live stream's back on, so don't stop swearing now, please.
Okay, fine. Hi, live streamers, apparently it's back on. So, what we're talking about is Paddington and Cornelius.
Yeah, hi, everyone.
Streamers. And we're talking about what's wrong with his eyes, because there's now, what you've missed, basically, quick catch-up, right, as human beings, what we should do around is go around smelling each other's bottom. That would be a dating app. Producer Dave already does it with students in Cardiff. Cornelius is taught to kiss by his mother. That's basically what you're up to speed. And we've been on and there's a dating thing happening tonight where you can smell people. Is that what?
Stare at people.
Stare at people. Oh, yeah, so Cornelius' eyes. Right, so the problem is with... Right, you think of Gary Barlow's face now, Ellie.
Okay.
You got that? Pictured it, right? Yep. Now, in your mind...
Handsome fella.
Put that on one half of... but when he was fat. Put that on one half of your brain.
Right.
And now think of Russell Howard.
Okay.
Right? Another handsome fella.
Now think of Russell Howard's eyes. Yeah? See what I'm saying? Now think of Gary Barlow's eyes.
Okay.
Now they all look in different directions, don't they? And what I'm saying is, in Cornelius, it's like someone has taken one of Gary Barlow's eyes out, but then one of Russell Howard's eyes out as well, but picked the two that look the most in the wrong directions and put them into two holes in Cornelius's skull.
Oh, come on.
Add to that sort of a wiry...
you lay off me.
Isn't this like workplace bullying?
Yes.
Pretty much. Sort of wiry, shredded wheat hair. And that's Cornelius.
Hi, streamers.
Is that your new catchphrase?
Yeah.
So that's where we've got to.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it's a dating thing where you go and stare at people, but you can't touch
them. And give them tokens of affection.
Right. What would you take?
I was thinking about this. I've always been told that the way to a man's heart is through his stomach, so I'd take some sort of food. Haven't quite decided what yet, but...
Okay.
Good.
Can you imagine they're like staring across and then someone just offering you a plate of meat?
Just a plate of meat. We are giving away meat later, by the way. So if anyone is going on this dating thing tonight and you want to win some meat, we give away meat on this show because we don't have a budget. Chicken, beef or lamb. And it will be in a game of Dead or Alive, which will be coming at around 3:30.
3:30, John.
I'm looking at the producer. Right.
Correct.
Good. What else have you got, Ellie?
So the next thing I have is called Brilliant Corners. And it is a... self-styled audiophile sushi and wine bar in Dalston. And so basically it's a wine bar that really, really appreciates jazz music, and they'll basically play really jarring or abrasive free jazz records and expect people to dance to them, and sometimes they'll turn all the lights off and then just make you listen to jazz in the dark.
Where does the sushi come into it?
Well, if you want to have a snack while you're sitting in dark listening to jazz.
I mean, it's hateful, isn't it? I mean, you just...
You say that a lot to everything I bring in.
Well, yes. But because it all is. But it's like you just take two disparate things and put them together, and then suddenly that's hip. So, jazz and sushi, why not? Let's just do that. Oh, I've just opened a Quick Step peanut butter bar. Have you? Well done. What is it? Oh, you just turn up. We play some Quick Step music. Do you? Then what? Oh, you just eat peanut butter. Brilliant. Is it out of jars? Yeah.
For someone who hates hipster things, you're very good at coming up with new business ventures. I felt like I should be writing
it down. Well, it's because it's bloody easy. You can do it. Right, Dave, say a thing.
Soup.
Say a thing.
Rainbow.
There you go. It's a soup. What? Yeah, okay.
The rainbow soup could happen.
Yeah, and it probably has.
Rainbow bagels. Bagels have already happened, so...
Just stop coming in here with your hipster knowledge. But yeah, so what it is, it's a soup kitchen, right? For homeless people or whatever, right? And then within it, they sit around and eat soup, but watching reruns of the 1970s children's television programme Rainbow, while the person handing out the soup is dressed as Bungle. Soup Rainbow. Boom. Tell me another word.
Pencil case.
Pencil case.
Bran.
Pencil case and bran. Yeah, so that's right. So you go and sit down in a hipster restaurant and they serve you bran in pencil cases. And they bring it to you zipped up, and you sit and choose your pencil case. You have a frozen one.
And they say, unzip your bran when you're ready to go, like the start of a Formula One race.
Blow a little whistle, and then everyone unzips their bran and eats their bran from their chosen brand.
Good.
Of pencil case. Oh, what have you got? I've got Fungus the Bogeyman with bran in it. Oh.
Bran flakes, but in the shape of like pencil shavings.
Yes. Yeah, see? As a decoration.
Yeah.
In the middle. Say a word.
Car.
Car.
It's
just a word, Dave.
Oh, yeah, I know. It gets tricky, doesn't it? Vase.
Vase car. Yeah, that's right. It's vase car lessons. It's mechanic. What you do is you take old cars and you turn them into vases. And then what you do, you lift the bonnet up and you unscrew the cap from the oil and the water and you just shove bloody daffodils in it. Vase car. It's in Shoreditch.
I've forgotten what we were talking about now. What was Ellie talking about?
I have no idea. Oh, jazz.
Jazz.
Oh, yeah. Sushi and jazz.
Yeah. Can we hear some jazz?
Have you got any jazz?
Anyone got any jazz?
There is actually jazz. I turn the lights up.
All right, now it's pitch dark in here. And we're listening to bloody jazz.
I quite like this.
Anyone else got a craving for sushi at the moment? I
really do.
It's the only thing that meant it's better would be a bit of sushi. A bit of sashimi.
I've got some dairy milk we can pass around.
There it is. And that's how to recreate hipster nonsense on the radio. You just need some jazz, turn the lights off, and a dairy milk. That's it. Ellie.
Yes.
Never come back again.
Oh.
Apart from next week.
Apart from next Wednesday.
Okay, that's fine.
Excellent. That is our work experience punditry, Ellie and her hipster nonsense. It's 2:29 ahead of the news, though, which, as we know, is complex. We will distill it down for you. It's where we bring you the news, simplified in the form of Japanese poetry. It's the news in haikus.
Microchip your dog, or it could lead to a terrible debacle.
The news in haikus, only on Talk Radio. Still to come, you win some meat, as I mentioned earlier, in a game of Dead or Alive. We'll have the big debate at 3 o'clock, plus a diversity paper review. And in the next half hour, we will be talking live to about the Panama Papers to the guest everyone wanted, because we've managed to get an interview with David Cameron's dead dad. All of that happening on the programme before 4 o'clock. It's 2:30 now, though. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
2 years after the new inquest began into the deaths of 96 Liverpool fans in the Hillsborough disaster, the jury have retired to consider their verdicts. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble has more.
The jury now has to answer 14 questions relating to that tragic FA Cup semi-final between Liverpool and Nottingham Forest. Did the actions of the police contribute to the loss of life? Did the actions of the fans contribute? There are also questions about Sheffield Wednesday Football Club. And the big one, were the 96 Liverpool supporters unlawfully killed? If yes, the verdicts of these inquests could lead to criminal prosecutions against those in charge on the day.
Angry junior doctors have called for the Health Secretary Jeremy Hunt to quit. It's as more than 100 gathered outside the Department of Health on the first day of a 48-hour walkout in a bitter dispute about new contracts. More than 5,100 procedures and operations have been postponed. The boss of Liberty House, which is considering buying some or all of Tata's still British business, says it thinks it can grow the industry in the UK. Sanjeev Gupta was speaking as the business secretaries in Mumbai for talks with Tata's chairman. Rescuers searching for a missing kayaker in Kent have found a body. The operation was launched last night when a man's family told police he hadn't returned from a trip on the River Medway. And Glamour magazine has apologised for calling the comedian Amy Schumer a plus-size celebrity. It's after Amy said it doesn't feel right to be included in the list of inspirational curvy women when she's only a UK size 10 to 12. The weather's sunshine in many areas, but there'll also be some blustery showers. Northern Scotland will stay cloudier though, with rain reluctant to clear, highs of 12 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the Fleet Street firebrand who isn't afraid to shoot from the lip. Supercharged current affairs debate and electrifying opinion with Julia Killer Jules Hartley Brewer.
Radio that demands a reaction.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
2:32, Wednesday afternoon. Just time for a few more of your reactions. Quick reactions coming in on the text. I've got one here. It's from, where is it? It's, oh God, I've lost it. Stupid thing you do, yours can't want.
Yes.
Found it. Okay. It's from Stu Wakely. It says, hashtag reaction talk radio. You're not from round these parts, are you? And this one just says, disgrace. Waterboard them all. So what have you got?
Yes. If you freelance here, you're not allowed to freelance at talk radio. That's come in from a boss from a seemingly nervous competitor. Hashtag true story.
Okay. 2:33 now then. And that's the time that I'm telling you again, even though you've probably got a clock or a watch or something that actually tells you the time. It's talk radio. And of course, it's important to open up debate. This is a regular feature now as we go out onto the streets to find out what the people think. And today we find out what the people think. Do they think letters or giggles?
Letter.
Giggles.
Giggles.
Letter.
Letter.
Giggles.
Letters.
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 Giggles.
Giggles.
Letter.
Giggles.
Giggles. Letter.
Letter.
Giggles.
Letters.
Giggles.
Giggles.
Letters. Giggles.
Letters.
Letter.
Giggles.
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 Letters.
Giggles.
Letter.
Giggles. Letter.
Letter.
Giggles.
Giggles.
Letters.
Giggles.
Letters.
Letters.
Letter.
Giggles.
Giggles.
Letter.
Giggles. Letter.
Letter.
Giggles.
Giggles.
Letter.
Giggles.
Giggles.
Letter.
Letters.
Giggles.
It's what the people think on talk radio, and I think I think what the people think is that it's almost balanced there.
Yeah, it's hard to tell still.
Letters and giggles. If you've got if you prefer letters or giggles, then of course you can let us know as well, because it is what the people think. Let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
We'll use that talk radio.
Start your message with any word you want.
Good afternoon, then. You are listening to Talk Radio with what I'm going to describe as human ears. I am John Holmes, obviously custodian and owner-operator of the afternoons between 1 and 4. And you'll have heard a lot in the news recently, of course, over the last few days about the Panama Papers. If you're listening to Julia Hartley Brewer, she's been banging on about basically nothing else. Sam Delaney's been doing, they've been doing the news, haven't they, the news. But we have been working hard behind the scenes, as you'd imagine, on this story, being essentially the same team that work on this programme are the same team that work on Panorama on the BBC. And we have managed to track down probably the only interview that that everybody really wanted, that nobody else has managed to get. On the telephone now, I've got the ghost of David Cameron's dad. Good afternoon, Ian Cameron, the ghost of Ian Cameron. How are you?
Who dares disturb my slumber?
I'll tell you who disturbs your slumber, Mr. Cameron. It's talk radio.
Talk radio? Yeah. Talk, I've never heard of such a thing.
No,
what devilry is this?
It wasn't...
God, if I'm going to be woken up when I'm dead, it might at least be by the deaf BBC.
No, it's not that good. We only opened a week. You were dead, long dead, after this started. It doesn't matter. The point, the re- And the reason I want to talk to you, of course, is everyone is talking about your family's investments. And your fund. You haven't basically. I'm saying to you, the ghost of David Cameron's dad. I'm putting to you that you did not pay any UK tax since your offshore investment fund was set up and established in the 1980s. What do you say to that? The ghost of David Cameron's dad.
I didn't pay extra to get into the executive level of heaven to be bothered by guttersnipes like you.
Well, that's not, in fairness, that's not an answer, David Cameron's dad, is it?
Of course it's not an answer. I don't do answers anymore. That's the whole point of being dead. What's the point of being dead if you still have to talk to people? God, it was bad enough when I was alive having to shepherd that ham-faced oaf for every stage of his existence, and even now he's dropping me in enough to be neck, and I haven't even had a neck for years.
I'll be honest with you. Look, what's happened is, while you've been dead, the investments you made in the 1980s have been made public by some leaked documents. 11 million documents have come out of what they're calling the Panama scandal. It's where people like yourself who've invested offshore but not paid any tax. And of course now your son is implicated in this because he will not answer the question of whether or not he's benefited from your family investments. And he won't answer the question. So the only answer was to get you back from the dead and ask you.
Well, if he hasn't benefited from my investments, what was the bloody point? What else to answer? What's the point of squirreling all your cash away in Central America if it's not going to be feasted upon by your useless offspring in due course?
So you're saying, this is a categoric, as far as you're concerned, as a dead man, you're saying that your son, David Cameron, the Prime Minister, has benefited?
I have no idea if he's benefited. That was the idea, but a man of his competence, it's entirely possible. He still doesn't know where this money is. I hid it away in Central America, but there's nothing to say that he found it in due course. He's probably too busy undergoing bizarre rituals with bits of dead livestock to actually bother finding out where it was.
Well, there is...
That's useless. Squirt Osborne's not going to figure it out, is it?
Well, he's the Chancellor of the Exchequer, of course.
Yes.
I mean,
good it's doing anybody.
I mean, what would your advice be to him from beyond the grave?
Hang yourself.
Hang yourself and
get it over with.
But if you think of the consequences, David Cameron's dead dad, that means he will be joining you.
Oh, God, that's the point. George, don't hang yourself.
In the interest of fairness, I must point out, just to balance that up, is George Osborne, if you are listening, don't do that. But that is advice from a dead man, so, you know, technically you can't sue him. David Cameron's dad, I mean, let's find out, just how are you coping in the afterlife? I mean, what's it, you know, what's your day-to-day?
I was doing fine until about 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, sorry about that.
I didn't have anything to worry about. That's one of the miserable benefits of being dead, is you don't have to worry about this sort of thing. How did you get this number, by the way?
Well,
I don't have to have words with people.
It was complicated, but we had to use Howard Hughes. He does a program on The Unexplained at the weekends. He's got a Ouija board and a little black book of dead people's numbers. So, you know,
it wasn't that dreadful Kemp one from Liverpool. I can't bear him.
Which one's that?
Derek, what's his face?
Oh, Derek Okora. Oh, yeah.
Oh God, don't even bring him up. And on air, God, and listen to the man. Speak to me. He's coming to me from the other side. God, listen to him. He makes all that. You know, he really does. Nobody said a word to him for years. We all just sit there with our thumbs in our mouths, waiting for him to go away. He makes it all up. And that woman, can't even remember her name. Silly one with the earpiece.
Doris Stokes, no. Someone else.
No, she's up here now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she's got nothing like she was expecting. That was quite fun watching her turn up. There you go. There, see? It wasn't what you had in mind at all, was it?
Can I just bring it back round, because I think we've gone too much down the route of how the afterlife works, which I'm not that interested in. I'm more interested in a final word from you about what your opinion is of your son lumped in with the president of FIFA, like that's a surprise, is also now, the new president of FIFA, is now implicated in this, along with many, many despots, terrible regimes, countries that have had sanctions put against them, all using this certain company in Panama, and you and your family used the same company, and I just want a final word from you, from beyond the grave, on that, please, Ian Cameron.
That's my boy.
Ian Cameron, the dead dad of David Cameron. That is the only interview he's giving. Thank you for joining us on Talk Radio.
You're welcome, I suppose.
That was David Cameron's dad on the telephone from beyond the grave. 2:42, you are listening to Talk Radio. It is time for more... Archers facts. The Archers, of course, Radio 4's long-running soap. In fact, it's the longest-running thing in the world, the Archers. It's been running long before humans were on this planet, and it continues to this day. It's the everyday story of farming folk. Very popular, of course, with middle-aged white people who listen to it on Radio 4. It's in the news. Why? Because of a scandal. Ask me why. Ask me why.
John!
Yes!
Why?
Because of a scandal. Because one of the controversial storylines saw Helen Archer, I think it is, Helen, got stabby with Rob. And so it's been it's one of the most explosive storylines in the radio soap in its entire history. People don't know many things about the Archers, though, so this afternoon we're bringing you Archer's facts. Thank you for sending them in. Keep them coming in. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or indeed, you can use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with then your word you let out.
The hay they use in the Archers is the same hay used in the film A Shark's Tale. Fact. That's from Fiona. Thank you, Fiona. What have you got, Cornelius?
Jenny says, in 2007, the BBC commissioned a spin-off programme called The Archers in the City, a sexier version of the radio soap, although that series was cancelled after half the listenership got so hot and steamy that they died.
Producer Dave, Archer's fact, what have you got to come in?
It's a behind-the-scenes fact, this one.
Oh, go on then.
Jeremy. So the way the scripts of the Archers are written,
yes,
they start with just a list of sound effects.
Yes.
And then they build a story around it. So they write the story around the sound effect.
Well, yes,
that exists.
Yes, which is good, which is stops writer's block as well. Of course,
exactly.
I've seen this happen. They've got all sorts of farming sound effects, but sometimes they just throw a random thing in there just to confuse everybody. So yeah. You remember the episode with the alien invasion?
Yes.
Because they just had a sort of noise of a laser, didn't they?
Mm.
And then they just had to write an entire. Someone just played it during a chat about the common agricultural policy. Mm. And then they just someone played the sound of a laser, and then they had to write a whole episode about an alien invasion.
I read an interview with a writer after that. He said the writer of that episode had just forgotten that lasers existed in the real world, so he could have done like a science thing.
Yes.
They use lasers in the military, and he was like, it had a complete mind blank, and I could have just done like a realistic military-based story, but I just thought lasers are only used by aliens.
They kept that. But if you listen the week after, they used the military storyline after that. Because there was a coup, wasn't there?
Yeah,
the military came in, and it was mercenaries. Mm. And well, you know the film Wild Geese?
Do I?
Yeah. So Wild Geese, of course, the famous mercenary film from 1977, I think, starring Roger Moore, possibly Richard Widmark, can't remember, other people. And they obviously went into a small African country and did a coup. And what they did, they brought back the surviving cast, along with some actual wild geese, it's a farming thing, to stage a coup in Ambridge, which is the village that the Archers is based in.
Mm.
And that was one of its most least popular episodes.
Yeah.
Interestingly.
Yeah, that's the one that went the same viral as all the rest of them, because none of them are on the internet.
In every episode of The Archers, if you've heard it, you'll know this, there is a hidden duffel bag containing homemade cheese. And if you write into the BBC with the exact time that the duffel bag appeared, you will win a lifetime's supply of milk from the cows on the set. And that's paid for by you, the licence fee payer. If you'd like to keep your Archer's facts coming in, you can. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can, use the Twitter. Use the Twitter.
What is it?
At Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
Okay, fine. We will be giving away some meat ourselves, by the way. Not milk, but meat later in a game of Dead or Alive. Plus, there'll be the Diversity pay-per-view this afternoon. It's 2:46. Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
This Easter, take the family exploring when you upgrade to Sky Movies. Discover over 1,000 fun-filled tales with movies on demand. Go on an epic journey with Inside Out. Tiptoe around T-Rexes with Jurassic World. And learn every spell in the book with the return of the Harry Potter channel. All this adventure without even leaving the house. Upgrade to Sky Movies. Half price for 6 months. Search Sky Movies. Sky. Believe in better.
Sky TV compatible box. Broadband speed required. New Sky Movies customers only. 9 extra a month for 6 months. Then standard price currently 18. Replaces current TV offer. Terms apply.
Should we get takeaway from Just Eat tonight?
Ooh, yeah.
What do you feel like? Chinese, sushi, Indian?
They all look so good. Wait. I see you, baby. Chicken Madras. Chicken Madras. Chicken Madras. Woo! You drive me crazy.
Just Eat. Tap the app and get that mini fist pump feeling.
Soups, sauces, souffles and marinades aren't a match for diamond paint. By Dulux Trade, when food is flung on my walls, then no stains are made. Oh, I could kiss my decorator.
With new stain repellent technology in diamond paints by Dulux Trade, liquid stains become droplets that just wipe clean without scrubbing. Use it and your clients will be singing your praises. Pick up a tin at your local merchant. Dulux Trade. It's your reputation.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Major problems for Cheshire's M6 just north of Stoke. The motorway's closed between junction 16 and 17. There's a lorry fire there. There's also lane restrictions on the southbound carriageway between 17 and 16. You're down to one lane. North Yorkshire's A19 through Eskwick is still closed because of an accident. That's both ways, affecting you between York and Selby. Busy for Oxford's A40 because of work at the Cutslow roundabout, and trouble in Surrey for the A3 in Thursley. That's blocked north by an accident at the Old Portsmouth Road. I'm Joanna Adams.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Drive with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines.
Fuel your appetite for adrenalised afternoon radio on the Drive Time Show that's going all over the country.
Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
It's the superior work-to-sofa transmission system with intelligent presenter technology fitted as standard. Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
10-3 on a Wednesday afternoon. Some of your reactions are coming in, of course. We're happy to take your reactions at any point. It's Talk Radio. That's the point of it. What's coming in on the reactions?
We've had this in. It says, it's actually really sunny here, Julia. That's from Cameron Family Trust Fund. And Katie Hopkins says, controversial statements to get some limelight.
Thank you very much. I've just got one that says, hi, Emma. I've just tried to call you. This just came in on Twitter. Hi, Emma. I've just tried to call you. I'm from the Paul Ross Breakfast Programme on Talk Radio. I just wanted to have a quick chat about you being a possible guest. That's something that's come in on the Talk Radio stream because it was sent from the Talk Radio stream.
By Rachel from the Breakfast Team?
Yeah.
By Rachel from the Breakfast Team. So do... if you're a breakfast show producer on Paul Ross, do keep those coming in. It's time for a week's worth of lazy PR. So here's how lazy PR works. What happens is that we work in the media, and as such, being a radio station, we get bombarded with missives from PR companies, from marketing, I hesitate to call them people, who work in that industry, and their job is to get their clients exposure in the media, and that can of course be television or radio, magazines, newspapers, that kind of thing. And so they carpet bomb the entire of it with their pointless and often misguided missives that come in offering PR. You know the kind of thing. If you've ever listened to, I don't know, BBC local radio, you will have heard, I guarantee, at some point in your listening to the radio life, you will have heard, give me a random celebrity, anyone you like.
Cheryl Baker.
Cheryl Baker, thank you, previously of Bucks Fizz, discussing allotments. Why? Well, because what's happened is they needed to, an allotment company wanted to promote allotments, so they've had a meeting, they've got a PR company involved, they've had a meeting, and they said, oh, we need someone to go on the radio and promote allotments. Well, how do we do that? And the PR company, in their wisdom, have gone, well, I'll tell you what, for not much money, we can get Cheryl Baker. Oh, Cheryl Baker, what, previously Bucks Fizz? Yeah. Does she know about allotments? No. But the thing is, what we'll do is we'll pay her money, and she'll pretend she cares. Oh, great. And then we'll get her on loads of BBC local radio stations for an interview. Oh, fine, let's do that. Is Cheryl Baker available? Yes, she is. Right, let's get her on talking about allotments. And that is how it works. And so they send out a press release saying Cheryl Baker's available to talk about allotments. Why not ring us and book a time with her? Because it's stupid, that's why. So what we like to do, because we get bombarded with this stuff from people who've never ever heard this show and probably never even heard of the radio, in fact, we like to round up the week's laziest examples of it. So over the, you know, this is what we've had in since last Wednesday, just picked at random examples. Producer Dave, what have you got first?
Good morning, Tim.
Good start.
That's the email we got in. How rare is your surname?
Sorry, is that rhetorical? Or do
I don't know. According to a report released this Friday, many of the nation's traditional surnames are dying out. What's more, thousands of surnames have disappeared completely over the last 100 years, dwindling at a huge rate of surnames such as Cohen, Clegg and Kershaw. Well,
Clegg certainly disappeared.
Yeah, he's really gone out of the limelight there, hasn't it? But also surnames that are so rare they could disappear within a couple of generations are becoming apparent. Now, here's the crux, John slash Tim. Which, in the spirit of Cheryl Baker,
yes,
which celebrity do you think they might have got to endorse and discuss this dying out of surnames?
Ex-Watchdog presenter Alice Beer.
No, but close. Cornelius?
Rihanna.
I think the budgets are slightly less than Rihanna.
Yeah, but she's got no surname, so very much died out there.
Well, yeah. That's a good point. True. Anyone else?
Adele.
Right, okay, I see the joke you've done there. Yeah.
Is it the actor Christopher Timothy?
No.
Two first names.
Yes,
absolutely not. No. It's someone that is akin to doing things about old stuff.
Peter Kay.
Like, good, but no. He's like a presenter and actor type that talks about old things all the time.
Tony Robinson.
Correct.
Oh. Yay!
Actor, comedian and presenter of Time Team, Tony Robinson, is available to discuss the changing landscape of the nation's surnames. We've also got a list of the 500 names that have been declining the greatest since 1901. I mean, can you think of a worse... That's not even a toilet book, is it? Just a list of names.
A list of...
500 names.
So you, Tony Robinson...
two pages long.
Comes into the studio, just reels off a list of names.
Yeah.
Smith.
Yeah.
Harris. Bosworth. Adair. Peters. Johnson. Collins. Turner. Hooch.
There it is. Well done. That's it. If you want to book an interview, Tony, get in touch. But you've just sort of done what he'd do, so don't think we need to.
I bet he got paid about $7,000 for that.
Mm.
You've got a silly surname, couldn't you?
I do. I've got a very rare surname. It's Working Talk Radio Equipment. It's very rare.
It was almost a joke, wasn't it?
Almost, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Cornelius Working Talk Radio Equipment.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense, really, does
it's
it?
Very,
it's very rare, because what he means... Don't be excited to explain it, Dave. What he means is...
All right.
Right, it's very rare around here to find any equipment that works properly.
Okay.
So he said it's rare...
Yes.
I've wrote it down that...
Okay.
Yeah. So, but your surname, Mendez...
Mendez, yeah. It's quite rare.
Where does it originate? Spain.
Where does it come from?
That's what originate means.
My dad.
Is he Spanish?
No.
Was your granddad Spanish?
No.
Was your great-granddad Spanish?
No.
Was your great-great-great-granddad Spanish?
I don't know.
I'm going to say yes. Mendez is a Spanish name.
I always get asked this, and recently...
Well, then in that case, you should have an answer.
Well, yeah, and I don't, but recently I've just started going, yeah, I'm a bit Spanish, just making it up.
And then people have started going, oh, you actually look a bit Spanish.
Well, Spanish.
Yeah.
I mean, Cornelius is a stupid name.
Nice. All right.
Good. So,
What have you got, John?
I've got one here. Thank you for that, Dave. I've got one here. This is...
A lazy PR.
Lazy PR, back to that, yeah. Susan... This is the headline. Susan Quirk, you know, is nominated as a finalist in the KBB Review Awards 2016.
I don't know what the Susan Quirk or a KBB Review
Allow
Awards.
Me to explain.
Okay.
It starts, hi, Matt.
Very good.
I hope you're having a good day. Now, again, for a start, over-familiar. That's a technique of the PR, isn't it? Little oh, isn't the weather nice? Oh, hope you're having a good day. How are you? You don't care how I am. You don't care about the weather. You just want to try and get your thing sold. Anyway, I'm just you see, again, this is hateful, right? Friendly. I'm just popping into your inbox with a bit of news from Susan Quirk. Now, Pauline Quirk, I have heard of.
Yes.
Susan Quirk works for Quirk McNamara Consultancy. Susan has received a finalist nomination. And now you'll kick yourself, because now you realise who it is. At the Bathroom Designer of the Year Awards.
Oh, Susan Quirk.
Oh, Quirkster.
Quirky.
Oh, tap. Oh,
Sinky Quirk.
Mixer Tap Quirk, yeah. They call it, don't they?
Yeah.
Oh, Jewel Flusher. The press release and interview opportunities are attached. If you need anything else, let me know. Do you want to hear the public... lazy PR subject... Sorry, not public. Subject. Header of the week.
Yes, please, John.
Okay, here it comes. Lazy PR subject header of the week. How wearing fabrics affects brain activity and mood. Right, 2 minutes to 3 o'clock. Victoria will have the news at three, and then it will be time on Talk Radio for the big debate.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Forget the everyday. Now picture yourself in a used 15-plate Nissan Juke. You look good, don't you? Do you know what looks even better? The price. From just £12,075.
The Nissan April Used Car Event, from the 1st to the 17th of April, subject to availability. Price correct at 1st of April 2016. Google Nissan Cared For to find your nearest dealer. Deeper understanding leads to greater peace of mind.
Sky Bet. We're making betting less about the rookies, more about the masters. We're paying not five, six or seven, but eight places at the masters before they tee off. For new and existing customers, we're paying eight places each way. Skybet. It's betting better. 18 plus. Gambleaware.co.uk. Selected markets and eligibility restrictions. T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Welcome to the Startup Fair. Are you an exhibitor?
Yeah, Rachel Dunn. Twinkle Cupcakes.
Right. Got your schedule and coffee token?
Yep.
Oh, and your public liability insurance?
No.
We need it for all stallholders. Contact Direct Line. Their annual public liability policy covers you at trade fairs, and they'll email right away to confirm you're covered.
So I could still set it up today?
Sure.
With an extra coffee token.
Nice try. Next, please.
Instant proof and confirmation of cover. Can your public liability insurance do that? Search Direct Line Public Liability Insurance. Valid email address required, underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock, Wednesday afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, the jury's out in the Hillsborough inquest. A fourth junior doctor strike is underway. And a 55-year-old woman's had triplets.
Talk Radio.
A jury's retired to consider whether the deaths of 96 Liverpool fans in the Hillsborough disaster were unlawful. The hearing in Warrington has been running for more than 2 years and has taken evidence from more than 800 witnesses. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble has more.
The big question they now have to answer is, were the 96 Liverpool fans who died in 1989 unlawfully killed? If they say yes, then it could lead to criminal prosecutions against the match commander and South Yorkshire Police. For 27 years, Justice for the 96 has been sung at Anfield, and later this month, the final Hillsborough Memorial Service will be held there.
Almost 25,000 procedures have been cancelled during junior doctors' bitter dispute with the government over new contracts. This morning marked the start of the fourth strike in England, which will last for 48 hours. Emergency care will still be provided. Gemma, who was on a picket line outside a hospital in North London, has told Talk Radio she's optimistic a deal can be done.
I think we just need to be very careful about how we plan our strikes and how we make sure that the patient safety is always maintained. We need to really hold fast, and I think our opinion will be heard and we will be listened to eventually.
A man's been jailed for at least 25 years for murdering a disabled pensioner. Raymond Sykes had claimed he'd bludgeoned Arthur Waters Duro to death with a claw hammer as an act of mercy. The 36-year-old from Woolwich in southeast London then went on a shopping spree after stealing his victim's car and bank card last June. A businessman who's interested in buying Tata's UK steel operations says he's serious about going ahead with the deal. The government's attempting to broker a sale, which could save thousands of jobs. A man has serious burns after his house collapsed in a suspected gas explosion that happened in Birmingham around lunchtime. A 55-year-old has become the oldest woman in Britain to have triplets. Sharon Cutts, who's already a grandmother, travelled to Cyprus to have IVF, as she wasn't eligible for the treatment on the NHS. Dr. Geetha Venkat, a director at the private Harley Street Fertility Clinic, says the doctors who treated her were irresponsible.
I don't think it's right for anybody to transfer four embryos. Have they taken into consideration all the medical facts and the welfare of the child into account before considering treating her?
And Prince Harry has revealed the UK team for the second Invictus Games. 110 British competitors will be in Orlando in Florida next month for the Paralympic-style event for military personnel. Josh Bodgie told Talk Radio how his life changed in Afghanistan.
I unfortunately stood on an IED, resulting in both my legs being amputated through knee straight away, and my right arm being so badly damaged that they had to amputate below the elbow. And that's when I sort of got involved with Help Heroes after that. Just tried a handbike for one day, and from there, I cycled from Paris to London. Yeah. I just love cycling now. Absolutely love it.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Sunshine in many areas, but there'll also be some blustery showers. Northern showers. Scotland will stay cloudier, though, with any rain reluctant to clear. Highs of 12 degrees.
Victoria, thank you very much. It's 3 minutes past three.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Manchester City are away to Paris Saint-Germain in their Champions League quarter-final first leg this evening. Goalkeeper Joe Hart could return for City, but midfielder Yaya Toure is out.
Yeah.
Former City striker Paul Dickov told TalkSport there's one particular player who could make a huge difference.
The big player they've missed for me, if we can talk about Aguero and company, is Kevin De Bruyne, and he showed that on Saturday. When he's played, they've looked a completely different team. He gives David Silva a little bit of freedom to go and play because they're not relying just one player for the creativity, and you know, he's got a goal and assist in him as well.
On to Formula One. Fernando Alonso's back in training as he bids to prove his fitness for the Chinese Grand Prix. The Spaniard was ruled out of the last race in Bahrain on safety grounds after being declared medically unfit following his crash in Melbourne. Finally, England cricket captain Charlotte Edwards will play for the Hampshire-based Southern Vipers in the first ever Women's Super League this season. The competition will initially be a T20 event in the summer. That's your latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
Thanks very much, Talk Sport. 4 minutes past 3 o'clock. Big debate next.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking 1 minute at a time.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes.
Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Okay, then, ahead of the big debate, it is Talk Radio. Of course, I am John Holmes. Later, you can win some meat in a game of Dead or Alive. That's going to be happening at around 3:30. Don't forget as well this afternoon, if you'd like to get in touch, we are on Twitter, we are on Facebook, we're on Buzzgram, we're on Instant Mash, we're on Tuk-Tuk, we're on Flotsam and Jetsam. We are also on Friends Reunited, and of course, you'll find us on Ashley Madison. If you'd like to rate us on Bitburger, you'll know this afternoon we are giving away a microchip for your dog. If you've got a dog, then get in touch. We've got a box of McCain microchips here, which are those sort of microwavable fries you can get, you know, in a box, and we're giving them away to your dog. I'll be honest, I found them in the kitchen that we share with TalkSport, and I think, as I said, I think they're Alan Brazil's. Let's soak it up. But this afternoon, you can have them for your dog. One chip per dog, please. Do keep them on a lead when listening to the show. Always pick up after Alan Brazil if he fouls the office. It's the dog microchip giveaway this afternoon on Talk Radio. Talk Radio. And now it is time for the big debate, of course. The big debate then at 6 minutes past 3 o'clock. Now you may have doubtless be familiar with this story because it's probably the biggest story that there is in the country, which everyone is talking about, and it is that a newly described species of fossil has been discovered. They're calling it the kite runner because what it was a little creature, a tiny little creature that attached its young, its offspring to it, on a series of kites, and they've found a fossil of this, and as you can imagine, this is causing basically a meltdown on social media this afternoon, with people just coming out for and against the notion of fossils. I mean, people are getting very, very angry about it. It's the big debate, of course, on Talk Radio. Paul's in London. Hello, Paul, you there?
Yeah, hello, John.
Hi, Paul. Paul absolutely hates fossils. He's got in touch to say so. What is it you don't like about fossils, Paul?
Oh, it's a little bit strong there, John. But it's the perennial debate, isn't it? I mean, we've all enjoyed fossils over the years. I belonged as a lad to a fossil club. Who didn't? The magazines, endless books. Yep. I've got a number of fossil badges. But and here's the thing: in an age of austerity, Cameron says we're all in this together. Leave the fossils alone. You know, we can't afford to rake over the past, and that's all it is.
Right, fossils is raking over the past.
Of course it is.
Well, just I understand what you're saying, but yeah. Let's bring in. I think it's Mark's on the other line. Who he loves fossils. Hello, Mark. You there?
Yeah, hi, John. Yeah, no, I mean, I'm quite disheartened to hear what Paul's just said, to be completely honest with you, Paul from London, because, frankly, in this day and age, we need fossils more than ever. Fossils play, you know, vital parts in probably every aspect of everyday life in Britain, and a lot of the things that fossils do, we maybe don't realise that they're doing, but they are in every way underpinning our healthcare, our education, our taxation system, our transport system. We need fossils.
We need fossils. What do you say to that?
I didn't catch your guest name. Who is
Mark?
Mark. Mark, look, I respect that. Of course I do. I mean, I'm an ex-fossil myself. But what I would say to you is look at the dangers. I draw you to your attention to a little film. You might remember this one. It's called Jurassic Park, mate. There was I don't know if you remember. There was a fossil in David Attenborough's cane. It was in some amber. Do you remember? Look at the trouble that caused.
But you know
the banner came down at the end, and everyone got hurt. The banner and they smashed over the.
We can all talk about fossils. We can all, you know, worry about fossils. For me, that's scaremongering. That's saying, hey, let's look at this tiny minority of fossils and say, let's judge all the fossils based on those ones that have caused the problem. But not all fossils are like that. There's a lot of really nice fossils. I know some. There's a lot in my local area, and I don't think you should be tarring all fossils with the same murdering, terroristic brush.
He's got a point, hasn't he? But look, let me just bring attention to a text that's just come in. It says, fossils, they take up space in the ground that could otherwise be used for housing. What do you come back on that.
Mark, you love fossils so much. Let me marry one then, if you love them so much.
Well, I do love them, and you know what? I don't accept that they're taking up space in the ground, and you know what? I might marry a fossil, actually.
I'm dating a few
really nice fossils. I've brought one home to meet my parents, and you know, it could happen, but I want to ask about fossil fuels as well, because I know you greenies, you go, oh, we don't like fossils, we want all nuclear farms, but I despise that. We need fossil fuels. They drive all our cars and stuff, and I don't know what you think you're going to do without fossil fuels in your fossil-hating world.
Well, hang on a minute. Let me just come in, just one moment there, because we've got to keep a little bit of balance to the argument. Fossil fuels, I mean, is he right, though, Paul? Because, you know, the taking of fossils and just putting them... explaining this, I mean, it's grandma suck eggs, I know, but, you know, how we get fossil fuels is you put fossils in blenders, in giant industrial blenders, and you blend the fossils up to get a fossil liquid, you put it in vehicles, basically. But isn't that helping get rid of them?
I have tried that. My wife brought a number of fossils back. We went out there Saxmundham way in Suffolk. We brought some back. We did them in a blender. I put them in my car, and do you know what it did? It did absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
I'm sick of it. So you brought a fossil back. If you didn't stick it in your car, you introduce it to your parents. Perhaps you'd like to take it on holiday, bury it somewhere in a different country. Because quite honestly, we don't need any more fossils in this country.
Right,
you can call me whatever you like, but they're lying around doing nothing. Yeah, I tried sticking them in the car, and they didn't do a damn thing.
So what he's saying is, Mark, he's saying that fossils are just they just don't pull their weight.
It's sickening. It's just so regressive. There's so many fossils working incredibly hard, and you know, I would question, you know, this attitude of people today that is, oh, we only like modern animals, modern organisms right. that are living and that aren't buried in the ground and that haven't been fossilised. Oh, I want modern, I want new animals, I don't want old ones that are all old and fossily. You know, it's just, it's mate, unpleasant, it's not, it's narrow-minded.
Can I just redress the balance here? I think there's a little bit of a misunderstanding. Fossil hunters, what they do in their own private time, it's their own business. I'm not a ginnet.
Well, you sound like one.
I'm not a ginnet. I'm not a ginnet. But what I want, I don't want that sort of thing rammed down my throat. Do it your own time. Don't expect us to bail you out. Don't expect this country to bail out people who want to get digging for something that's been dead, what, sometimes 2,000, 3,000, 300 years, you know.
Yeah, well, look, I've got another a text that's coming in. It's interesting you should mention about the modern animals, Mark. I've got here, this is from at Madman on Twitter. I'm sick of people talking about the so-called golden age of the Paleozoic era. They weren't better then. It's just that people didn't look at fossils so much. You know, they binge, don't they, on the fossils in the he's saying that the era now is no better than the so-called golden age of the Paleozoic. So, you know, I mean, is that true? I mean, are fossils better now in the modern world?
I've got a challenge. I've got a challenge for Mark. You bring a fossil to me. We can meet at a place of our mutual choosing, maybe right. in the studio, and you prove to me that thing was worth digging up.
Well,
it's quite honestly, even the ones with lots of legs, I've seen them. I've done it. I've been there.
Mate,
and you can mash. I've nearly finished. You can mash them up and stick them in your car all you want.
Yeah,
and you can the guy who sent the tweet or whatever is quite right. We've got a lot of modern animals, very modern animals.
Yeah,
some contemporary animals.
What's the most what's the most modern animal you can think of, Paul?
All right, a cat.
Good. What about you, Mark? Most modern animal?
Most modern animal, probably a silicon platypus.
Yes,
okay. You're living in the past, mate. Come on.
Garbage. Show me the fossil that's not worth digging up. Show me the fossil that's not worth digging up. There aren't any. They're all worth digging up.
I saw one, you know, the British Museum. You can go there, and there was a wonderful exhibition on fossils, right?
I'm appalled they let you in.
Well, they did let me in, and I paid my money, and I've also got a certificate from when I was a teenager that allows me to go and see such a thing. Now, you just do that.
Come on, just look, gentlemen. I know this is, you know, a very touchy subject.
It's unpleasant.
It's you, mate.
It's a such look.
Sorry,
fossils, mate. Fossil that.
Gentlemen, it's a touchy subject. Just try and keep a little bit of decorum about this, otherwise, it just descends into a war of words.
I went there. Can I finish? I went there and I saw the. I saw a fossil there, and it was just like to you, mate.
Go on, finish the story then.
Right, I went there and I saw a fossil. It was the British Museum. It was nothing more than a standard beetle, and that was being held up as something that you know, young people want to see, and it's not good enough.
Well, you know, a lot of young people do see that, and if you can't accept the changing tastes of fossils...
this has just got to look...
The people want fossils, Paul.
It's got... Look, gentlemen, it's just descended. It's just childish now.
He's
started. This is a debate that he's going to run and run. Sum up the argument for me in one word, Mark in Hastings.
Periwiggles.
And Paul in London, one word.
Modern cat.
And there we must leave. That debate. If you've got a reaction, it's going to run and run. Then 87 treble 2. Start your message with the word talk or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Idiot.
Talk Radio, intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Your perfect hotel stay shouldn't mean worrying about the cost of an email. Unlike some hotels, at Hampton by Hilton, emailing, profile updating, downloading, browsing, or blogging on our Wi-Fi is included in your stay. And when you book direct at Hampton.com, you'll also enjoy our best price guarantee. Booking somewhere else? You could always pack a carrier pigeon. Hampton by Hilton. Refreshingly different. Visit Hampton.com for terms and conditions.
Rivalries, rebellions, and battles. War has been waged for the Iron Throne. Which you can get with the new season of Game of Thrones from just £20 a month when you join Sky TV with the original bundle. And get a free 32-inch LG TV so you can see every battle and every betrayal. Seize your chance by April 21st. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject to status. Upfront £10 standard setup. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
Now at TradePoint, we've got new lower prices on toilets, basins and taps from top trade brands including Ideal Standard, Cook & Lewis and Plumshaw. Stocked in volume, in store. With our great range of bathrooms, we've got the full package to save you time and money. So, why go anywhere else? Visit your local store today to talk to us about your next quote. Trade on.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Cheshire's northbound M6 remains closed because of a lorry fire between junctions 16 and 17 near Stoke. Queues back to Keel, significant southbound delays as well. In North Ferriby, both sides of the A15 Humber Bridge are blocked by a lorry which is tipped over. There's problems on the A3 in Hindhead. The northbound side is closed because of an accident between the Hindhead Tunnel and Thursley. And Hampshire's M27, both directions, is still incredibly busy. This is after earlier problems between junction 7 at Hedgend and the airport turn. I'm Joanna Adams.
He's the Bang Tidy telly talent with all the celebrity jokes. He's the loudmouth from Leeds who made his own movie. He's the magnificent mustachioed ladies' man. He's Keith Lemon. And this Sunday morning from 11, he goes through the keyhole at Talk Radio to join Eamon Holmes. Let's talk with Eamon Holmes and Keith Lemon. This Sunday morning from 11 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Coming up to 20 past three, so much reaction coming in off the back of this fossil debate. I mean, there's a lot of arguments for and against fossils, as you were hearing Mark in Hastings and Alex in... Paul in London got very, very angry about that. And, I'm not surprised. I mean, it's a subject, fossils are a subject close to many people's hearts, of course. It's very contentious. What's come in, Con? What reactions have we got?
John, lots coming in. You what has said, you could say the same thing about waffles. Listens to radio too much. It says, turn on the radio again, another fossil jostle. Jesus. Thinks he's witty. He said, some of your opinions are as old as the fossils themselves. And racist cab driver has said,
oh, yeah.
Hi, John, first time texter. Kite runner, you say, they should kite run all the Uber grunts out the country.
Right, okay. If you've got a reaction, do keep your reaction coming in. 87 treble 2.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use Twitter, you can use at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
It's Talk Radio, of and in the afternoons. I am John Holmes, the owner-operator of said afternoons on Talk Radio. And it's time, as regular listener will know, for the Diversity Paper Review. We did the Diversity Paper Review because our aim is to be the most diverse programme in British, nay, the world's broadcasting. So, of course, each day we have a diversity to go through the papers for us. Yesterday was a black diversity, today is...
True.
a due diversity. It's Johnny, of course. He's our regular one. Hello.
Hello. You can't get rid of me.
Well, I don't want to get rid of you.
You generally can't get rid of me, even if you wanted to. That's fine, then. You want to keep me?
I'll keep you. It's absolutely fine.
Fine. Thank you.
Good. What have you... I can't get rid of you. I am powerful. What have you got in the papers for us, Johnny?
In the papers today, we are talking firstly about Geordie Shore celebrating
Hang
five
on. Stop
years.
You there. Why?
Because it's 5 years.
It's not news.
It's 5 years.
It's not news.
It's an anniversary.
Carry on.
You need to listen to our breakfast show. It's made up a lot of national days and anniversaries.
That'd be ridiculous.
So, Geordie Shore is 5 years old today. It's got a million hits.
Which paper's this in?
This is in...
What down-market rag have you pulled this from?
This is in...
It's not exactly a highbrow broadsheet, is it? Which is kind of what I expect.
Don't be so stupid. I've done enough politics and Trump and Ted Cruz.
You don't even know who they are.
Of course I don't. I know all about my Geordie lot. Now, Geordie Shore's been on for 5 years. Let's talk about how it's changed the world for the better. The better. So product placements have obviously gone on the rise since it started 5 years ago. Guys are now tanning and doing a lot of men grooming.
Do you men groom?
Yeah.
Where?
I get my back waxed.
No, I mean, I don't mean your body. I mean, just where?
I go to, what do you want to know, John? Am I giving you locations?
Oh, just broadly. I just want to know what kind of cosmopolitan
area
you inhabit.
A great place is Siam Sanctuary in Mill Hill in northwest London. Mm. They do great massages. I've got a massage. Actually, no, I'm going to Radlett this week for a massage in Hertfordshire on Friday after work because I was like, I had a really long week. I need a massage, so I put one in. You would if you could.
Carry on.
I will be listening to your show, though, from my massage bed. That's a lie, I'm not. But I thought I would. So Geordie Shore celebrating 5 years on air. A lot of them have left and done other programmes.
I don't even know what it is. Start at the beginning. What is it?
Geordie Shore, it's...
I thought that was a person. I thought Geordie Shore was like a footballer or something.
You have 9 people who live in a house together in Newcastle, and they basically go out, get drunk, and come back, and it's all about their lives, their sex. They've all had, like, intercourse with each other. And it's basically that.
It's just like talk sport, isn't it?
Right. You know, that's what they want. Talk sport versus talk radio, getting those relationships up.
Why is it... why is this on television?
Because it's amazing.
Well, it isn't, is it? It's not. I mean, why do I want to watch some people from Newcastle, of all places, going out?
I mean, this is the problem, John. You're of that age now where you just don't understand great TV. Like, tell me one TV programme you like now. One programme that you think is like the programme you should be watching at the moment.
Sons of Anarchy.
And that is my point exactly.
What is your point?
Geordie Shore is TV. That is just like whatever it is.
What do you mean whatever it is?
I've never heard that and I'm a TV freak.
You're a freak.
I meant to say.
No, we'll stick with your first answer. Sons of Anarchy, one of the most brilliantly written dramas of the last 20 years, up there in probably a box set, like Breaking Bad, right?
No, it's boring.
What? Game of Thrones.
Boring. 90210, One Tree Hill, OC, Geordie Shore, Devious Maids, Desperate Housewives.
I did quite like Desperate Housewives.
I thought you might. Gabriella Solis?
Yeah, definitely.
Season 4?
Yeah.
Yeah. Moving on to Loose Women.
Speaking of which.
She was very loose. But that was season 3, not season 4. Cal McGriffin has slammed Katie Price.
Wait a minute, hang on, this isn't a TV review, this is a paper review.
Yeah, I'm reviewing the papers. This just
what?
Happens to make the papers.
Papers do you even read?
The Daily Star and the Daily Mirror.
Christ come on.
This is one written by Jasmine Sahota. You haven't had her on your show, but you've had our Ed Gleaves on the show. You've had others.
We
haven't had
them.
No, Cons put them for Julia. Sorry, edit that out. Cons
don't edit it out, it's on the radio.
Cons nicked a load of our TV experts, and I've just realised that's
right,
for Julia
paid into Cornelius, has to do some work for Julia Hartley Brewer because she made him, and you're now confusing me with Julia Hartley Brewer.
Yeah.
So, speaking of loose women.
Well, let's put loose women to the side. Let's talk about Donald Trump for a moment. So, you know what he said about abortion?
Yes.
I don't, so I just thought, you know. Well, Con does all that stuff. Anyway, Lisa Mem. Cal McGiffin has called the show desperate for hiring Katie Price. Cal, who's on Lisa Mem for a good 10 years, has come out and said Katie Price, who's now a panellist, is basically just trash. Why is she on Lisa Mem? Thoughts?
What are you talking about?
Well, when you did the breakfast show on the old show.
On XFM, yes.
on XFM. Did you never watch Lou Simmon after work? No, of course you didn't.
Well, not in the... No, what, the TV programme or that strip club that Dave Berry from Capital would go to after he finished work?
The TV programme.
Oh, no.
Keep it clean.
No, I didn't.
Oh.
No, why would I... No! No, because I've got things to do and a life and stuff. I wasn't not going to watch Loose Women.
It's amazing.
This is from a man who likes Geordie...
Sure. Yes, okay. Sons of Anarchy. Geordie Shaw. Moving on, we've got another TV story, but...
Why?
I want to relate it to something, though. What paper is this one from? This is from the... This is from the... I think it's from the Mirror.
Of course it is, because you only read that in the start.
Look, I have to read the Daily Telegraph in the morning and the Times.
You can't even say the word.
I need to read the Telegraph and the Times in the morning. I need to kind of, like, relax and, like...
This isn't the place to do it. This is a highbrow paper review.
I've listened to the other days.
Fair enough.
So, Beverly Callard, who played Liz McDonald...
Just words now.
Welcome to The Breakfast Show. Okay. Liz McDonald on Coronation Street. Know her? No. Liz McDonald, basically the actress, is a woman called Beverly Callard, and she took 2 months off for depression. She's been very open about it, and then has now come back to the soap. And I just think, my angle for this, the reason I chose this story, is basically the idea that people and celebrities are now being open about having issues, and having it in the media spotlight means that other people now feel comfortable to talk about it, and people do go to soap operas and think that the characters are role models, you know, I want to be them, or I can relate to that person. I think it's really brave of her to come out and say that, and good on her.
See, you can do it.
Yeah, but...
See, now you've made a valid point. Now you've come here with a story that, on first glance, is trite, vapid and meaningless, but you've brought it round into something quite profound, in a very well-observed... You know, celebrities have problems. The more they talk about them, the more we can talk about them in society. See?
On Geordie Shore, they have manicures and pedicures and everything, and therefore men are now grooming themselves. And men now also care about what they look like. And there's a word, and it's called...
I can think of several.
No, not that one. Right. It's it was on the Towery 200th episode. It's called...
Someone kill me now.
Oh, I can't remember what it is.
Kill me.
It's like called...
Kill me.
Spornosexuality, that's the word. It's basically how men now groom themselves and get the six packs and want to look really good now. So men are really coming out.
Obviously, I am that.
I mean, thank God there are no webcams on at the moment. Mm-hmm. Spornosexuality. So, yeah, those are my three stories of the week.
Thank you. That was Johnny. He's a Jew. He's a diversity. He was reviewing the papers. And it's Talk Radio at 3:28. Good afternoon to you. And now, would you like to win some meat? Because this is where you get your chance to do it. In a game, on the radio, of dead or... It's all the same, only the names will change. Every day it seems we're wasting away. That's right, it's another pointless radio quiz where the faces are so cold and I drive all night just to get back home. I'm a cowboy on a steel horse I ride. I've seen a million faces and I've given some of them meat in return for playing a game of dead or alive. If you'd like to win some meat in the next half an hour on the radio, you can choose from chicken, you can choose from beef, you can choose from lamb. Which of those meats would you require? And by the way, it's been brought to my attention that someone thinks we're vegetarianist. Not true, because we also have a box of organic veg. So if you are one of those people who prefer the fruit of the soil, then why not take part as well? Because it's not just meat, also a box of organic veg. If you'd like to play a game of dead or alive, I've got a list of things. Are they dead? Are they alive? All you have to do is tell me when I read the list at you on the telephone. Very, very simple. Now, here's what you do. Text. 87.
87.
Treble 2.
Treble 2.
Start your message
with the word talk. Then write the word dead.
Yeah.
Then write your own name.
Yes, correct.
Very simple.
Slightly morbid, the end bit of that, isn't it? But the word 8-7-2-2, we will call you back, by the way. We will totally call you back. 8-7-2-2, the word talk, then the word dead, then your own name. The lines will be open throughout the headlines that will come out of Victoria. And the lines are open right now. 8-7-2-2 to win some meat in a game of dead or alive. 8-7-2-2. Those information noises again. The word talk.
Talk.
Followed by...
the word dead.
Followed by...
your own name.
Your own name. That's what you're going to be doing. It's dead or alive. Next. On Talk Radio. News is next.
Talk Radio.
Jurors in the Hillsborough inquest have retired to consider their conclusions. They have to decide whether or not the 96 Liverpool fans who died in the crush during the 1989 FA Cup semi-final were unlawfully killed. The hearing's been running in Warrington for more than 2 years. More than 5,000 operations and procedures in England have been postponed as junior doctors strike for a fourth time over a new contract. Only emergency care is being provided during the 48-hour walkout. Pablo is a junior doctor on the picket line at the Whittington Hospital in North London. He's told Talk Radio he hopes a strike will lead to an agreement.
There's always a way out. So if you put your opinion across consistently over time and it's clear you've got enough numbers, which we do, we are thousands of people around the country. If you continue fighting against something, it will get heard.
Swiss police have raided UEFA's offices. It's after former Secretary General and now FIFA President Gianni Infantino became embroiled in the Panama Papers scandal. Leaked documents from the law firm Mossack Fonseca include a television rights contract bearing his signature. A businessman who's declared an interest in buying Tata's UK steel operations says he's serious about proceeding with a deal. But the founder of Liberty House, Sanjeev Gupta, says he would need more competitive energy prices to make it possible. A man is being treated for serious burns after a suspected gas explosion. The house he was inside in Birmingham has been destroyed by the blast. And an advert for Gucci has been banned by the advertising watchdog for using a model who appears unhealthily thin and gaunt. The fashion company insists the model is toned and slim. The weather staying windy tonight with more blustery showers, longer rainy spells in western areas. Drier in the southeast with lows of 4 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
The Brothers Gould on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Two brothers separated at birth to live worlds apart on the opposite sides of broadcasting. One is a well-mannered, sharp-dressed .com billionaire.
The Stilton's awfully nice.
The other is a down-on-his-luck radio producer who makes Columbo look like George Clooney.
Just one more thing.
Suspend your disbelief. The Brothers Gould are here.
All right, man.
Oh, do stop it, Ash.
The Brothers Gould, featuring Johnny Gould and Ash.
Tonight from 7
on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
3:34 on a Wednesday afternoon. We're about to give away some meat. Before we do, however, there's the small business of your reactions that are coming in this afternoon. A lot of people just reacting. If you've got a reaction, then by all means react it in this direction. It's what the radio, it's what the Talk Radio's for, isn't it? 8-7-2-2.
Start your message with the word talk.
Twitter news at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
Cornelius, what's come in?
Mark McKenna has tweeted, abhorrent, but not so bad, hashtag reactions. Carla has tweeted, reactions, I've got a bad feeling about this. And also Sheridan Blackhead has said, reaction, all talk radio engineers should be deported and the live stream needs sanctions.
Right, well read. So, thanks. Also, it says here, are judges right to ignore prenup agreements in divorce battles? That's just come in about 3 hours late for Julia Hartley Brewer's program. There's the small matter, though, of giving away some meat. That is what we do on the radio. sorry, I was just gathering my gathering the meat around me then.
For
I have the meat to give away. Chicken, beef or lamb. As you know, it's a budget thing. We don't have any money for proper prizes or microphones or a studio or a live stream. Anyway, there are other things. Anyway, so it's giving away meat. On the radio, I think we can safely say we are the only radio station, nay programme, to do it. We're going to be doing it with a list of people who are either dead or alive. That's how it's going to work. You don't have to have meat. You can also have the vegetables, because we also have a box of organic veg. We are not vegetarianist, as some people think we are. We certainly are not. Let's find out who's playing, though. Someone who texted in to play is on the telephone now. Who's on the telephone now? Hello.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
My name's Luke.
Luke. Hi, Luke.
Yes.
How are you, Luke?
Hi.
How are you, Luke?
Yeah. I'm good, thanks.
Good, Luke. Yeah, fine, thanks, Luke. Yeah, good. Where are you from, Luke?
I'm from Dorset.
Dorset. Very nice. Yeah. Whereabouts in Dorset, Luke?
Bournemouth.
Oh. I like the way you said that, like I'd never have heard of it. So I thought, Bournemouth? Yeah, I've heard of Bournemouth, Luke. No one's... Cool. No, everyone's familiar with Bournemouth, Luke.
I've been there.
Yeah.
Where haven't you been, Dave? No, serious question. Where haven't you been?
Oh, Aylesbury.
Fine. So, Luke's in Bournemouth. What do you do in Bournemouth? Luke, what are you doing? What are you doing right now?
I am driving back from Fort Park.
Good choice. Good choice.
Yeah.
Good. Well, and how was Thorpe Park?
Yeah, it was fun.
Good. You just went for the day?
No, we stayed overnight.
Oh, I was going to say, otherwise you haven't really had the full day there, have you, Luke? Because it's now,
no.
You know, that's basically a morning at Thorpe Park. What was what was the best ride, Luke?
My best ride was probably the Swarm.
The Swarm?
Yeah.
Is that the one where they just fire bees into your face?
No.
Isn't it?
No, it's like a roller coaster.
It's a thrill ride. Sit on it. They just
the stinger.
You sit still. They just. You're right. It's the stinger.
Yeah.
Sorry, I got mixed up between the Swarm and the Stinger, Luke. The Stinger's the one where they just sit you in a chair and fire angry bees at your face, isn't it?
And that sounds fun.
And the Oh, it's a white knuckle ride.
Very weird ride photos for that one.
Yeah, really weird.
Yeah,
you
know,
did you get a photo taken on the roller coasters, Luke?
Yeah, but we didn't buy it.
No, damn right. Too expensive, isn't it?
Like,
stupid. Who the hell buys those?
It's like a photo on your phone of the photo.
No, that's not safe. Yeah. Do not do that.
No,
of the photo on the screen.
Ah, okay, yeah.
Not do during that. The thing. No, no one buys. Yeah. Who'd buy those? What sort of idiot would buy those photos? What a rip-off. Anyway, good. Who did you go with, Luke? Who was a family outing?
No, it was just my dad and my brother.
Dad and your brother. Very nice, too. What are their names?
John and Ollie, my brother, is called.
John, is John driving?
Yeah, John is driving.
Okay, hi, John. Hello, Ollie. Good. Yeah, hello. Good. Right, well, listen, this is your chance, and I'm going to let you play as a car, right? So you can confer with John and Ollie, with your dad and Ollie, right? And
cool.
I've got a list of things. They're either dead or alive. That's how it works.
List of things that are either dead or alive.
That's correct. And you can win either meat, chicken, beef or lamb, or a box of organic veg. What are you going to go for?
Organic veg, as I'm vegetarian.
Come on, Luke! Come on! Right then. He's vegetarian. He's a vegetarian.
Yeah.
Come on, right, okay. Talk about diversity in action. Right, it's a box of organic veg. That's what you're playing for. Let's play dead or alive. Here we go.
Okay.
All you got to do is say dead or alive. That's it. Here's question
Where
one.
Where was it?
Hang on, I haven't started yet. Question number one. Producer Dave's keeping score.
I am.
Right. My granddad on my mother's side, Luke, dead or alive?
His granddad on his mother's side. We're going to go with dead.
Yes is the right answer. Yes. Don't go say yes. That's insulting.
Sorry.
But here's the thing. My mum does claim that she once saw him as a ghost. So.
Oh, really?
Half a point. My aunt Sylvie, my great aunt Sylvie, dead or alive, Luke?
His great aunt Sylvie.
Dead or alive?
Alive.
Yes, in a home.
Yes. That's probably a good thing that she's alive.
Yeah, it is though, isn't it? Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
she drinks soup from a sippy cup, but she is alive. She's confused.
Cool.
It is. Listen carefully, the old bloke who checks the tickets on my train to London and back.
The old bloke who checks his tickets to the train on London and back. Alive?
No, dead.
He's dead?
Yeah. I hadn't seen him for weeks, and I asked the new man where he was, and he said he'd died. Question four.
No. Okay, right.
Cockles and mussels. Cockles and mussels.
Cockles and mussels.
Yeah. Dead or alive.
Dead or alive?
Yeah. Cockles and mussels.
Dead.
Yes, actually, they are in this case.
Yes,
yeah,
are dead.
You could have said alive, alive, oh, but you would have been wrong because cockles and mussels were two otters in a zoo, and I sponsored the otters when I was about 11. And it's a funny story,
we
actually.
Thought it was food. No, we were just like dead.
No, they were otters, and it is a funny story because they're dead. Yeah. Dead or alive, the soul, Luke, the soul of anyone who works in offshore investments.
The soul of anyone who works in offshore investments. Dead
is the right answer, yes.
Yeah.
Next one. David Cameron's chances of explaining it all away by saying, it was just an ISA. David Cameron's yes, dead, very dead, good.
Yeah.
The hills. The hills. Dead or alive?
The hills are alive.
Well, if you're talking about the song, with the Sound of Music, yes, they are, but in this case, I'm actually talking about the family, the Hills. They lived several doors down from my family, wiped out in a tragic Aquabeads accident last year, three generations. Producer Dave's chances, listen carefully, dead or alive, producer Dave's chances of being invited back to Cardiff University after he laid waste to its student population last week.
Dead.
Yes. And finally, it's a music question. Robbie Williams' Love, We Once Had Officially. Robbie Williams' Love, We Once Had Officially. Dead or alive?
Alive.
Let's find out. Guess the love we once had is officially dead. Oh, it was dead.
No.
Oh, it was dead, wasn't it? The love that he... Right, producer Dave's got the scores. Luke, stand by to find out if you've won a box of organic veg for yourself, John and Ollie, driving to Bournemouth from Thorpe Park.
Five.
John?
Yep.
Yeah, here we go. Here we go, Luke.
Luke has scored a grand total of...
Yeah.
6 points.
Yeah.
Which means...
But, is that enough for him? Do you need to check the system?
I'll check the system. Wait, just check
We're
the
just checking the system, Luke, because... So you've got 6 points, but we've got to go to the system to find out whether or not that is enough to win you a box of organic veg. Just checking.
Okay, cool.
Checking the system. It's quite a slow system, Luke. It takes a while.
You're leaving me on the edge here.
Yeah. Enter. It's exciting, isn't it, though?
Leaving you on the veg. Huh? on the edge of veg.
You don't have to laugh at his jokes, Luke. Don't worry, none of us do.
It wasn't a joke, it was clever wordplay. Just checking the system.
2%, don't worry, 2% through.
Okay. It's just buffering, Luke, it's buffering.
That's it.
Yeah.
Results are in.
Yeah.
6 points.
Yeah, is it enough to win the organic veg?
It is indeed,
congratulations,
John.
Yeah! Congratulations! He's got the veg! He's got the veg!
Yes!
He's taking the veg to Bournemouth!
Yes! Yay!
You're listening to Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
This spring, you'll find inspiring choices at DFS. Everything from armchairs to loungers, two-seaters, sofa beds, high backs, pillow backs, recliners, chaise longues, and corner sofas with built-in storage in sky blue, grey, ruby, teal perhaps. If you're quick, all new season spring collection sofas are half price, available with 4 years interest-free credit. And because they're all handmade to order in your choice of style and colour, you're sure to find the perfect one. Savings on selected sofas end soon. DFS, not percent APR representative.
This is a new Volkswagen. And this is a used Volkswagen. New and used. New. Used. Can you tell the difference? No? That's because our used cars are as good as new. With a range of deposit contributions from £500 to £1,000, 10.9% APR representative and two services included, now is an ideal time to buy a Dustfeld Auto used Volkswagen. Visit your local Volkswagen retailer between the 8th and 18th of April for the As Good As New event. Offers on used Volkswagens aged 3 to 60 months on Solutions Personal Contract Plan at participating retailers, 18s and over. T&Cs and exclusions apply, subject to status. Volkswagen Financial Services.
Sky Bet. We're making betting less about the rookies, more about the masters. We're paying not 5, 6 or 7, but 8 places at the Masters before they tee off. For new and existing customers, we're paying 8 places each way.
Skybet. It's betting better. 18 plus, gambleaware.co.uk. Selected markets and eligibility restrictions. T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Major problems with Cheshire's M6. The northbound carriageway is closed near Stoke between junction 16 and 17 following a lorry fire. Queues back to 15. Southbound delays past the scene, but the southbound carriageway is open. North Yorkshire's A19 through Eskwick remains closed both ways following an accident causing you problems between York and Selby. To Hessle, the A15 Humber Bridge is blocked both ways by an overturned lorry, and Hindhead's A3 is closed northbound from the Hindhead Tunnel to the Thursley Turn. There's been an accident involving a couple of vehicles. I'm Joanna Adams.
She knows where Ed Sheeran keeps his secret collection of alarming Victorian taxidermy. She sneaked into Lady Gaga's dressing room disguised as a boiled ham. And she once smuggled Justin Bieber's pet monkey through Ibiza Airport dressed as a nun.
She's Anna Williamson, and she'll be sharing her shocking celebrity stories every Saturday night from 9 on Talk Radio. Get an Access All Areas backstage pass to the A-list with Anna Williamson's Showbiz Confidential. Adults only, late night entertainment.
Showbiz Confidential with Anna Williamson. This Saturday night from 9 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I am him! Hello. It's Sam Delaney at 4 o'clock. He'll be in a minute to tell us what's coming up in this programme, probably. It's probably the usual sort of stuff, isn't it, about what's in the news and things. Ahead of that, there's some reaction that's come in. There's more reaction coming in. If you've got... This is the home of reaction. If you've got reaction, if you've got some reaction, a reaction... Then react it. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter. Talk Radio on Twitter. That's Talk Radio.
Is it now?
Yeah, now.
Start your message with any word you like.
Great. What reactions coming in, Cornelius?
John, loud drunk lady has said, "Leave it, Gary. He's not worth it." And gov.co.uk says, you can't do anything to stop a 0 hours worker from getting work elsewhere. The law says that they can ignore a clause in their contract if it bans them from looking for work." And that's from Ashley.
Yeah, well done. Thank you. I think that's worldwide. I think that's global.
Yeah.
Know, I'm sure, that this week is a big week for Archers fans, all those white middle-class people listening to BBC Radio 4 and enjoying the everyday story of farming folk. Why is it in the news? Why is it in the... Ask me why it's in the news!
Hello, boys and girls!
What's just happened?
Why are you being Father Christmas?
Oh, I've just got some spare time! Why, John, is it in the news?
That's really weird. All right, well, I'll tell you... Father Christmas. The reason that the Archers is in the news is because there's been a controversial storyline, right?
Oh, yes.
Where someone's got stabby with someone else, and it's basically caused controversy in Ambridge, the Archers world.
Oh, I'll be putting them on my naughty list. I'm going to go now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Don't forget your mince pie.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, it's the weirdest thing we've ever done.
Oh, well, I don't know.
No.
So, anyway, today. This afternoon, we are helping you understand the Archers, if you don't, with facts about the Archers. Lots of them coming in. Thank you very much. You can get them into us on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
Any word you like. The Archers is live in real time. The actors live and sleep in the full-scale barn that they built in the BBC studios in Birmingham. Mm. It's real time.
I didn't know
that. It's real time. That's from Jack, that is. Thanks very much, Jack. What have you got, Cornelius?
Apparently, according to David, sometimes the actors in The Archers just switch roles because they can.
All religious texts speak of the end times, when man is long gone and demons walk the earth. Any trace of civilization is long past, with the landscape scorched by hellfire. Yet still, Radio 4 continues to broadcast The Archers as it never ends. Keep your facts coming in. Dave, have you got one there that's coming?
Yeah, I think everyone knows this one. It's traditional that everyone, all the cast members record the Archers absolutely naked because the Archers actually predates clothes.
Yes, it does. Yes, it actually predates nudity as well. When it's someone's birthday on the Archers, they pull in members of the public to read the script while the actors just go down the pub. That's an Archers fact. Finally, I've just got another couple finally here. I know we were talking to Sam in a moment, but this is very interesting. The first landlord of the Bull Pub in the Archers was played by real-life landlady Angie Watts. I don't know whether you knew that. That's a fact, that is. We talked about the first gay kiss, didn't we, in the Archers? That was between three cows in the 1970s. The first intermachinal kiss on the Archers was between the landlord of the Bull and a tractor. The Archers theme tune, written and performed by Metallica. There has never been a gay kiss in Metallica. Archers facts for you there on Talk. Talk radio, isn't it? Do we have Sam Delaney coming in, by the way? Is someone know where he is? Anyone?
Apparently, so I've just been told he's on his way.
Fine.
And bearing in mind his desk is... I mean, I reckon you could walk to the door of the studio in the length of time his desk's on the other side. So I don't know where he's on his way from. Home?
Well, he does tend to rock up slightly late, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, he's actually one of the most unprofessional, most professional broadcasters that I've ever worked with.
Yeah. Are you talking about me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm all right.
Apparently
you were
on your way, but your desk's only like 10 seconds away from the door.
I was taking care of a few bits and bobs of business.
Bobs of business.
Yep.
Good. What you got on the show today?
Doctors on strike. That business.
Yeah.
If you're an immigrant and you earn less than 35k a year, do any of you fit that description here? Any of you immigrants?
Fewer.
Yeah, okay. Well, anyway, you got to sling your hook. The government are chucking them all out.
Really? Is that the limit now?
Yeah. 35 grand or you're out.
I'm not one to say anything, but Cornelius Mendes doesn't sound like a...
Very
and honestly, you'd have to move that decimal point a long way down the number.
Yeah exactly, yeah. So I'm looking at you, thinking that space could be empty. I think it's actually tomorrow, Cornelius, so you better start making arrangements.
Yeah, you say you're looking at him, now he's trying to look at you, but what's happened, right, is you've probably noticed this about Cornelius's face, right, we touched on this briefly earlier, but Cornelius's eyes... you know Marty Feldman?
Yeah.
Right? Think worse than that. Right. It's like someone has taken... Now, Gary Barlow.
Yeah.
Right? His eyes are a bit weird.
That's true.
So imagine half his face.
His cold, dead eyes. Yeah.
And now, is he implicated, by the way, in the Panama thing?
Not yet, but we're still going tirelessly working through the papers.
Well, imagine Gary Barlow's one side of his face, but then imagine the other half of Russell Howard's face.
Oh, yeah.
Right, where his eyes look the wrong way as well.
I see what you mean. Yeah, they're looking in two separate directions.
It's like they've been taken out of their faces and put into Cornelius's face. Mm. Isn't that what it's like?
The worst thing is, Cornelius, it makes you seem untrustworthy.
Yeah.
And how is John supposed to work if he can't trust you?
He's got a point.
You can trust me.
Well,
in what way?
Well, luckily, he's too stupid to be untrustworthy. I don't think he'd have any... He couldn't
he's
think
not
of a
conniving
way of,
enough. Yeah.
His brain
he's
wouldn't
not
operate
calculating.
On that level enough.
Oh. Anyway, what else?
I can't remember.
What else is happening? I mean, there's doctors, there's immigrant wages, the future of Tata Steel hasn't...
I'll tell you...
Business secretary's gone to Mumbai to talk about... Are you talking about that?
Yeah, no.
Okay.
There is a bit of fallout from the Panama Papers. There was a piece in the Telegraph today going, do you know what? Yeah, so what? So, it was the first person who I've read, and I sometimes admire people who are that brazen about having unpalatable opinions,
yes.
Right? That are just unreasonable and borderline uncivilised. And this guy...
Is it Julia Hartley Brewer?
No, I'm sure she may have had similar feelings as me towards this article in Telegraph today, and he said, so what? Yeah, they've earned their money, and they want to hide it. And they don't want to start giving handouts. I think he used that.
Handouts?
Oh, all these lefties want them to take all this money they've earned and give as much as they can back to the government so they can spend it on their precious hospitals and schools. Well, what's wrong with just taking that money and hiding it on a tropical island to spend on jewels and yachts and such like for yourself? He basically said that, and he said, these people will never understand aspiration. And I thought, well, when you put it like that...
He's got a point, hasn't he, actually?
Yeah, I mean, I would love to spend my money... I would love to bury... I'd like the process of digging a hole on a desert island and burying loads of money. It'd be fun. Yeah. It'd make you seem like a pirate. Yeah. And
not a Somali.
And, at the same time, I'm not as anti-hospitals and schools as this particular, reactionary said.
You know what?
I'm not anti-hospitals because I like them.
I've decided I am now.
Right, okay.
Because, because when I started here, they said talk radio, controversial opinions, all that sort of thing.
Yeah,
right? So I'm anti-hospitals
and schools.
It's
a good one. Yeah, it's
I just don't like them.
If you're on the hunt for...
Come over here! Yeah. Come over here taking our ill people.
What's so good about hospitals anyway?
Yeah, and school. Schools.
What is a school over there? I've seen Grangehill.
I've gone to school. So what, you lefty?
Mrs. McCluskey.
Yeah.
Guardian reading
just say
idiot.
No. Say no to school, Zammo. Am I drugs? Just say.
Zammo went to school and look what happened to him.
Yeah.
Well, what about... High on heroin in a youth club toilet.
Exactly. And he went to school.
And suddenly they want us to hand over all our wages to pay for Zammo's heroin.
Yeah,
well,
in fairness.
Count me out.
Or
thanks
his
very
treatment
much.
In a so-called hospital after it.
I mean,
these whinging, hand-wringing, wet-kneed liberals with their schools and their hospitals coming over here, taking our opinions.
Eating their muesli.
Yeah, that they've knitted themselves out of their...
Oh, here's a... Do you know what they're doing in Iceland, talking of hippies? Right, they're furious in Iceland because their prime minister.
Minister, yep.
They are throwing yoghurt at the parliament right now. I haven't looked further into this. I will do, listeners, over the next 3 hours to find out why they're doing it. So I'm assuming that this is some kind of cultural thing in Iceland. It's
cultural,
like
very good culture.
In the Middle East, throwing a shoe is like one of the worst, forms
insults,
of abuse, right?
Yeah.
It turns out in Iceland it's yoghurt, and they've all gone down to the parliament. Right now we're talking, this is breaking news, and they're lobbing yoghurts. I don't know what brand, whether it's a Müller fruit corn or it is.
That sounds like the worst kind of euphemism.
Yeah, they're lobbing yoghurt at the... Cornelius has written a note to me, I think, that just says dar.
that's Icelandic for yoghurt.
Would you like to act upon it, Sam? What would you do?
I don't know what to do with that,
Cornelius.
Shifty-eyed rascal.
Right, that's just about it from us. One final Archer's fact for you to... we've been doing Archer's facts, Sam. Final Archer's fact for you to take it into Sam Delaney's show. Various actors who've played... This is very interesting, actually. This has been sent in by Colin on Twitter. Various actors who've played tractors on the Archers over the years have gone on to be famous. They include Jason Statham, Dame Maggie Smith, and T4's June Sarpong. So, Archer's facts, thank you very much for sending them all in. We'll be back tomorrow, 1 till 4. Sam Delaney's next with Drive It's Talk Radio.
Talk radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk radio.
We'll get you talking.